Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Friday, September 6th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, as aid begins to arrive in the Bahamas, we've learned the Hurricane Dorian death toll is now at 30. Homes have been destroyed and people are carrying their belongings in plastic bags. A few hundred people gathered at the partly flooded Leonard M. Thompson Airport in hopes of getting a seat on one of the small planes, picking up the most vulnerable survivors, including the sick, elderly, and pregnant women. However, the evacuation was slow and there was frustration for some who said that there was nowhere to go after the category 5 storm tore through the area, shattering whole neighborhoods. The United Nations announced the purchase of 8 tons of ready-to-eat meals and said it will provide satellite communication equipment and airlift storage units, generators, and prefab offices to set up logistic hubs. A British Royal Navy ship distributed supplies to hurricane survivors. On Grand Bahama, a Royal Caribbean cruise ship dropped off 10,000 meals, 10,000 bottles of water, and more than 180 generators, as well as diapers and flashlights. American Airlines said it flew a Boeing 737 from Miami to Nassau to drop off 14,000 pounds of relief supplies.
Wow.
The airline is also giving frequent flyer points to customers who donate at least $25 to the Red Cross. Now, our area in no way is being hit by this hurricane, but we'll see some effects from it passing by well off of the coast. Lots of clouds, blustery winds, especially in the afternoon and evening, an occasional rain shower. The high will be about 72. Winds will gust to 30 miles per hour inland today and about 40 to 45 miles per hour, possibly at the shore. Some coastal flooding is possible with dangerous rip currents and heavy surf.
One of the comforting things to see is in the wake of destruction or really, you know, tragedy is people coming together and helping out like this. I saw this story. It was from a few days ago. There was this guy in Jacksonville, Florida. He went to Costco and he saw another guy there who was buying over 100 generators.
Yes, yeah.
And having them sent to the Bahamas and just out of his own money. And they're like $450 a piece.
It's amazing.
So that was, I love hearing stories like that. I mean, it's terrible that it has to be done, but it's great to see people stepping up like that.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of efforts underway. So that's good.
Yep.
Authorities spent the better part of Thursday evening clearing out enough weapons from a Montgomery County home to carry out a small-scale war. The owner's intent is not clear, but authorities say he's now being checked out at a psychiatric ward. Authorities descended on the home in the 400 block of Houston Road in Lower Gwinnett Township. The home, neighbors say, belongs to a Vietnam vet who collected weapons. Authorities carried out dozens of rifles, boxes of ammunition, and an array of bombs and mortars. They set up tables to catalog all the materials removed from the home. One of their SUVs was stuffed with rifles they removed. Cases and cases of ammo and swords. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms assisted Montgomery County officials and the Montgomery County Bomb Squad. There's no word yet if the homeowner will be charged.
And if they're coming after swords now, Preston.
I know.
I'm
on the radar. I guess so. I got to do something with those swords in the office.
They're cool, though. Honestly, I wish if you could display them some way because they're pretty cool.
I don't have much wall space. What?
Throw them out.
No, really. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
I'm open to all ideas.
An interactive robot has been added to the medical staff at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Neo has been programmed to do all things fun. It can dance, play bingo, and it can be utilized for patient healthcare education. Neo is also being used to help educate patients. Robots have proven beneficial to bridge the gap for patients who may respond better to alternative modes of learning and interaction.
That's me. Hey, robot, wow. I made you some pancakes.
Wow. That's adorable.
Wow, making pancakes?
And gay and proud, which is awesome.
Hang on a second. How do you spell the name Neo?
N-A-O?
N-A-O, okay.
Neo. Robot, come and make kids feel good.
Is this it? Are we looking at this?
Yeah, it's very cool.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
And the kids, you had to see Preston, the kids looking at it were just in awe, and it communicates in a nice way. Yeah. And it has facial recognition technology, so it could refer to the kids by their names.
Well, when you initially said this, I thought of the robot at the Giant grocery store.
Yeah. So did I.
It look like that.
Just an antiseptic pushing the kids out of the way.
Yeah.
I saw other video and he was playing games with the kids. The kids were following along. It looked really cool.
This looks like the Honda robot. What, Massimo? What was that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The first one that you saw that would walk and stuff like that.
It's got really cool.
Massimo. That's it, yes. Yeah.
All right.
So Nao came to CHOP through a generous gift by the Kids and Hope Foundation. The Kids and Hope Foundation provides support for children's health and life services, specifically music therapy at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and other local hospitals and nonprofits within American Heritage Workplace Partner Program.
And it makes pancakes, as we've learned. So that's really cool.
Did not know that.
In sports this morning. Phillip Irvin hit a home run leading off the 11th inning, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Phillies 4-3 yesterday afternoon to drop the Phillies four games behind the Chicago Cubs for the National League's second wild card. Irvin hit a opposite field drive to right off of the barely eluded Bryce Harper's attempt at a leaping catch. The road trip continues this weekend as the Phillies open up a series in Queens against the Mets. Zach Eflin gets the start. Game time is at 7:10. Green Bay opened the NFL's 100th season with a 10-3 victory over the Bears last night in Chicago. Mason Crosby made a 39-yard field goal in the final quarter for Green Bay, while defending NFC North champion Chicago got a 38-yarder from Eddie Pinheiro. A live mic caught a player on the sidelines, and I think that we have the audio of what he was saying.
I asked Marissa to grab it.
Yep, here it is.
Okay, so let me turn this down. You want to set it up, or you just want me to play it?
You can play it. Go ahead.
All right, so here we go. He's saying, "I've never had my butt fingered."
Yeah. Wait, can you play it one more time?
Yeah, one more time. Back that up a little bit.
I've never had my butt fingered.
Yep.
And so if you let the audio go, you can hear, like, the commentators, they catch it, and they start laughing.
Did they really?
They heard it. Yeah.
Okay.
I missed it.
I think
he said he'd never had his butt fingered.
Yeah.
In case I don't know who the player was. In the article I read, they didn't say who it was. They just said a player on the sideline.
Okay.
Was he bemoaning the fact or proudly stating that?
I think he was just chatting with somebody.
Yeah, he's laughing at it.
I'd really like to have my butt fingered.
Somebody was conjecturing if maybe that means, in the hut or in the pileup.
Right.
Because sometimes those guys will...
Oh, they do everything,
They do all kinds of stuff, man.
That's a tactic to throw them off, especially the man at the bottom of the pile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we'll get some live mic action at the Eagles game, which begins this Sunday. Their season will begin this Sunday with a game at home against the Washington Redskins. Kickoff. Kickoff on Sunday is scheduled for 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And at the U.S. Open, Serena Williams has advanced and once again will be in the finals. Last night, it was a 6-3, 6-1 victory over number 5 seeded Alina Svitolina of Ukraine.
Alina Svitolina.
Svitolina.
Yeah, that's a made-up name.
Okay.
Alina Svitolina. She's from the Ukraine. Williams, a 6-time U.S. Open champion, will face 19-year-old Bianca Andreescu of Canada tomorrow for a shot at the Grand Slam singles trophy number 24, which would tie the all-time record for Grand Slam wins. And that's what I have for you this morning.
That blows me away that you dominate your sport like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just like nobody can touch you.
If she wins tomorrow, it will be 20 years since her first win, which was 1999. Yeah,
that's incredible.
When she was a teenager.
Wow. And she's still super solid.
Yeah, and she took a year off to have a baby.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, I have a question, Kathy.
Yeah.
Is this in honor of the two-headed rattlesnake story yesterday?
Yeah.
Or
I couldn't, you know what, I didn't
Kathy's
have...
Kathy's wearing a snake print.
I didn't have the shirt ready yesterday because I saw the story in the morning. So, yes, this is for the two-headed rattlesnake.
All right, just curious. She's wearing a very cool yellow snake print today.
How is the two-headed rattlesnake doing? Do we know? They were going to start feeding it last night. Bottle feeding it?
Feed them yesterday.
They stopped breastfeeding it.
No, not bottle feeding it.
The wet nurse.
They were trying to figure out if it had like one stomach or two. And if they needed to feed both heads or just one. So I don't know. I'll see if I can find enough.
Yeah, let's follow up later on this morning.
Yes. That's why
we're from our snake division.
Yeah. All right. So welcome to Friday. We're on the brink of a weekend. We have a lot going on here at the show and on MMR as well throughout because the A to Z continues. I think we're in the M's now. Is that where
we are? No, we're in the N's and we should probably get to it because we have a pretty long song coming up.
Can you point it out?
An
to me,
epic
please?
Song coming up.
Did you hear a little bit of rush as you were coming in, Preston?
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What was played? New World Man.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I missed it. I must have already been here or, I don't know, I was asleep. I don't know.
You were thinking about the two-headed snake.
Still that sleeping.
Too. Tossing and turning. Two-headed snake. Ah!
Tossing. All right. Anyhow, yeah, we do have a long one coming up in a moment. It's a very moody song, too. We have our Word of the Week prize giveaway, a pair of tickets for the Eagles home opener this Sunday. Don't miss that. We have a couple of in-studio guests today. We are going to have comedian Nico Santos on the program. If you saw the movie Crazy Rich Asians, he's the gay cousin. He's hilarious in the movie.
A lot of fun.
And he's also from the television show Superstore, and he's going to be performing at Punchline, so we're looking forward to meeting him in the 8 o'clock hour. Our good friend Robert Irvine will be here to talk about Bite for the Fight Food Festival, which is at the Kimberton Fairgrounds in Phoenixville on Saturday. So he'll be in. And also, I believe we'll have our buddy Jose Garces here because Village Whiskey is going to be in along with Hip City Veg because Philadelphia Burger Brawl is coming up on the 15th. So both restaurants, and if we get Garces in here, we got to have him hang
out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They know each other, so
we can have a panel, as they say.
These things will be taking place, which means I'm sure we'll have some passes for the Burger Brawl to give away. We also have this cool thing, Casey, coming up with Sugar House.
Yes.
Do you want to mention that now?
Well, you know, yeah, so I've been doing commercials for, they have this Pennsylvania Pick'em Challenge.
Yes.
$500,000, like, season-long promotion. It's $150 buy-in, but I mean, you could win $125,000 at the end of the promotion, or $2,500 every week.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of buy-ins to give away this morning.
Yeah, it's $150 value.
So, wow,
so
that's
we'll
awesome.
Give those away today too. So there's a lot of good stuff to win, and also the sorority party, Zeta Eta Pi, Kathy's Bitch Box Part 3 is coming up, so we'll do some invites for that as well. So a lot to do. Why don't we take a break, come back in a second. We'll get to the entertainment report, which is Kardashian-free today.
Yay!
And we will also have more of the A to Z. So we'll get to that in a moment. Stay with us. We're going to have a good time on this Friday morning, as we always should, all right?
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on Xfinity On Demand.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Real quick, I meant to look this info up before the song ended, but about the spoken word part, the poem in there.
Yes.
I just pulled this up on, I've never looked up the information about that before. I pulled it up on Wikipedia. I was curious who actually spoke at that part of the song. But it was actually, and I'll read you what it says here. It's called Late Lament is the name of the poem.
Right.
Drummer Graham Edge wrote the verses, which were recited by keyboardist Mike Pinder. So that's who's doing that.
I always thought he, the writer, wrote, was reciting that. That's interesting, because there's one at the beginning that I love as well. So it starts with a poem, the album, and then ends with a poem. It's great.
Yeah, so on Days of Future Past, the poem's last five lines bracket the album. So
there you go.
And also appear at the end of track one, The Day Begins, which is what you're referring to. So there you go. Very good stuff, man.
It's a great album. One of those great concept albums that stayed on the charts for like years and years and years.
And by the way, tons of people were texting in. They thought that Knights in White Satin would be in the K's because they thought it was knights wearing white satin, which really wouldn't protect you very much from a lance or a sword or a morning star or something.
Your Majesty, all of our knights are dead.
They looked good.
We made it. Poor choice in armor. I thought silk would work. What is silk? Something's... Oh, I got it totally wrong.
So it's...
I thought it was like chainmail.
It's nights, as in evenings, in white satin. So there you go. Let's do a stupid question and give away 4-pack of tickets for the Monster Truck Throwdown at Bridgeport Speedway in Swedesboro, New Jersey, Saturday the 14th or Sunday the 15th. Question that I have for you is from Nick, and it is music related. So here's the question. Who is the lead guitarist and main songwriter for the Marshall Tucker Band?
We were just talking about the Marshall Tucker Band.
Were you?
Yeah, remember we were talking on air. I'm big fans of the band.
Oh, okay.
I forget what the subject was.
What the kickoff point was. I was...
Was it train songs? Were we talking about train songs?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I used to be able to play. We had a flute in my house. My aunt's. She gave it to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play flute. I figured out how to use the proper mouth shape, which is called the embouchure. I figured that out and how to play notes on it. And I learned the I used to play.
I love
it. I would go around the house just playing.
Can't
that.
You see?
Yeah. So anyhow, who was the lead guitarist and main songwriter for Marshall Tucker Band? 215-263-WMMR. Birthdays. Friday, September 6th, while we're waiting for your call. And we have a big one in the world of rock music. Roger Waters.
Oh, wow.
Celebrates his birthday today. Former singer, bassist, main inspiration of concepts from Pink Floyd.
He just performed acoustically, Wish You Were Here. It was in England, in solidarity with Julian Assange.
Okay.
Yeah. He's very politically active.
Yeah, he is. What great music, man. What amazing conceptual music, and it's just great stuff. I sat down with my son, and we listened to this. We listened to Dark Side of the Moon. We were at a traffic jam on the Northeast Extension, and it was at a dead stop, and he had always wanted to listen to the record, and I'm like, let's do it right now. This is a perfect time. We're sitting here doing nothing. Let's listen to it, and he loved it.
There was a time, honestly, where I was listening to it so much, like I had to step away for a little bit and then, you know, maybe revisit it, but... Like, I love, right down to that album, The Final Cut. Did you like that album?
I don't remember what was on it.
It was just great. It's actually sort of a sequel to The Wall.
Okay.
And it's great.
Are the kids still listening to this on the third Roar of the Lion and Wizard of Oz? They're not doing that anymore?
They used to do that. Yeah, it was this fleeting thing that came for
right,
a while.
That if you put it on.
But I think you would have to listen to the album like 2.5 times to get through the movie, or 3 times or something like that.
The movie's not 40 minutes long.
But it bizarrely syncs up with The Wizard of Oz in its tone of certain songs.
There's so many legends that surround Wizard of Oz. Like there's a dwarf that kills himself, one of the munchkins in the background. It turned out to be some sort of bird.
Yep, you're correct about that. But Roger Waters, 76 years old.
Killed a dwarf on the set of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Rosie Perez is 55 years old
today. The Stookies.
What was that?
The Stookies.
What is that from?
That's from White Man Can't Jump.
The Stookies?
Yeah, she sounds the alarm when the Stookies are going to come and get Woody.
Oh, okay. I got you. She was great in that movie. So she turns 55 years old today. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy is 61
years
old. I just
saw a documentary on him, believe it or not. And it was, I don't know how the hell I ended up watching it.
Was it good?
It was good.
I bet it would
be. It was good.
Was he a sniper in Vietnam?
He was a sniper in Vietnam. He killed Mr. Rogers. From 2 miles away.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers was a VC for a short time.
Absolutely.
Don't
they don't know that. And then he rethought his whole life plan.
Huh. No, I saw him on I don't even know what it was. It was on TV. It was a comedy. He was a judge on a comedy competition of some type.
Right.
But he's great. I love him. He's 61 years old today. Jane Curtin, actress, comedian, Saturday Night Live, one of the original Not Ready for Primetime players, of course.
She was one of the ones who really did not do drugs, or did them less than the other cast members famously. And then she had that show, Kate and Allie. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Kate and Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was on Third Rock from the Sun.
She was on Starsky and Hutch and Cagney and Lacey.
No, she was. She is 72 today.
I just think, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yeah. And then the last birthday I see is Mr. Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Idris Elba is 47, and he speaks like this.
And
I love hearing that guy talk.
You see the commercial now where he's on top of... He talks that way.
Yeah,
on top of the... Look over there.
Yeah, when it's a Stella Artois commercial.
Right,
yeah.
And he just recently was in the big screen adaptation of Calvin and Hobbes, correct?
be sure. Yeah, why not?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
Hobbs and Shaw.
One played Calvin?
I loved him in Pacific Rim.
When
he goes, would you rather die on the wall or in a Jaeger?
I like the wall.
Delivery's awesome. Yeah, stare at the wall.
We like the wall.
Yeah.
Is neither an option?
Yeah.
Is lunch going to be served during this meeting? You don't get it.
Sexiest man alive, right?
Yes, I think currently.
Yeah. So he's 47 today. Happy birthday, Idris. Would love to talk to him.
Oh, my God.
Did we talk to him one time?
No. Did we? I know we talked to David Faustino.
All right, yeah.
In studio and everything.
Really?
47.
Are you guys sure?
Let's see if we can get an answer to this question. Who is the lead guitarist and main songwriter for the Marshall Tucker Band? And I'm going to go to Rick and see if he knows the answer. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Rick. Who's the guy?
That's Toy Caldwell.
Toy Caldwell, yes.
It's not Marshall Tucker. Hang on, Rick. There is no one named Marshall Tucker in that band. Never has been. Like Leonard Skinner.
Or Bob Seger.
Or somebody. No, Bob Seger's really in that band.
Oh.
In fact, he'll be in Philadelphia for the last time ever.
Or Steely Dan. How about that?
Yeah, Steely Dan. Yeah, yeah.
Steely Dan, not a real person. All right, so Rick, hang on the line. We are going to get you a 4-pack of tickets for the Monster Truck Throwdown at Bridgeport Speedway in Swedesboro, New Jersey. And that is Saturday, September 14th or Sunday, September 15th. And don't miss Avenger, Crush Station, Lumberjack, and more.
Wow.
When they bring the mayhem for a monsterific display of automotive adrenaline. Last year's show sold out, so get your tickets now at bpspeedway.com. Let's start with Kevin Hart. Recuperating from the nasty car accident over Labor Day weekend, prompting a delay in a $7 million court battle with ex-business partner Stand Up Digital. According to court documents, Hart has asked the judge to push back the start date, which was scheduled for the 9th, which is this weekend, or Monday.
Okay.
Stand Up Digital did not have any objection.
Well, of course, yeah.
Stand Up will reportedly hold a conference on October 1st to update the judge.
I hear, and I was reading about his situation. He's in pretty bad pain.
Yeah, so more details of the accident have been released. In audio obtained by TMZ, a woman on a 911 call who identifies as his wife, Aniko Parrish, you can hear her seeking help in moments after the crash. She just says, "I don't know what happened. He's just here. He's not coherent at all." She said the accident happened shortly before. It says here, it says shortly before outside of their gated community.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that he couldn't move. I think it's shortly after.
They're confusing time, I think, with place, Preston.
Shortly before arriving at.
I think that's what it's supposed to be. Hart and the driver, Jared Black, sustained injuries that required hospitalization. Black was determined by police to be not under the influence of alcohol. And on Sunday, Kevin reportedly underwent spinal surgery to deal with 3 fractures. And is in severe pain, but is expected to make a full recovery. But the rehab is expected to be long and hard.
So has he wrapped up filming on Jumanji 2?
Yeah, he wrapped up Fatherhood and Jumanji The Next Level just days before the accident.
All right.
But other movies are up in the air now, including My Own Worst Enemy, a project that he was supposed to star in and produce. Sources tell TMZ that the schedule will be affected for the film. To be determined is how and if he'll be able to appear in the movie or not. But they did finish, those other two movies.
Did you see what Dwayne Johnson did? Kelly Clarkson had the first episode of her syndicated talk show, and something that's been big. She's obviously been leading up to this, very excited about it, and Kevin Hart was supposed to be her first guest.
Oh.
So Dwayne Johnson flew back from his honeymoon to fill in for him on the show.
That was really nice.
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Dylan Farrow is blasting Scarlett Johansson after the A-lister told Hollywood Reporter that she would work with Woody Allen again anytime. ScarJo took it a step further, saying that she believed him, implying without directly saying that she did not believe Farrow, who accused Woody of molesting her. Now, Allen is her adopted father, and he has consistently denied the allegations.
So Difa and ScarJo are at it?
Yeah, there you go, Difa. Allen also made comments about the Me Too movement that were deemed so controversial that several stars refused to work with him again. And Amazon pulled out of a $60 million contract with Allen. They're currently in court duking that out. So Farrow had tweeted out, "Because if we've learned anything from the past 2 years, it's that you definitely should believe male predators who maintain their innocence without question." And she then added, "Scarlett has a long way to go in understanding the issue she claims to champion, and my apologies in advance for disrupting her Google alerts again." Listen, it's, you take a side. I mean, you know, it's honestly, he said, she said.
There's no other than that. Listen, I believe that there's something creepy on a basic level with him doing the with the nude pictures of he married her with Sun Yi.
Yeah.
It's been reviewed by a court, I guess, twice, whether there was any sort of sexual violation with Satchel?
I don't remember.
Anyway, regardless. Yeah, I think far less of Woody Allen. I used to love him to death, and the work is the work. I still enjoy the work, but I don't know. She was stating her case like, these are my interactions with him,
yeah,
and that's what she has, and she's just being honest. I don't know. You know, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it'd be a different story if maybe she was getting up on a soapbox and going, he's being falsely accused and so on and so forth. She's just saying, look, I believe this guy because I know him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. But listen, I can also see
his point of view.
Dylan's point of view if it's the case. So anyhow, it's a little back and forth. Bachelor Nation is shook after Bella Hadid essentially confirmed her sister Gigi Hadid's relationship with Bachelorette runner-up Tyler Cameron. Now, did she release a statement? No. What she did was followed him on Instagram.
Oh, you don't do that.
Which the masses muse.
Or you do that. I don't know.
Surely means that they're serious because would you follow a sibling's random hookup? Of course
not. Isn't this a bunch of crap because they're seen constantly out together? They're always out together. They're photographed together. There's PDA.
I know.
Knock it off.
He added he added credence to the rumor by appearing by Gigi's
side. Does he know what credence means?
Probably not. He thinks it's a band. Of course they are, but appearing by Gigi's side at her grandmother's funeral in the Netherlands. So he went to a funeral. He went to Gum Gum's funeral.
She must have been old. Right?
Bella,
is she an Icelandoid?
Their younger Anwar Hadid, their brother Anwar Hadid and his girlfriend Dua Lipa were there.
That's two Alipas.
I'm smart.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Along with their mother Yolanda Hadid.
Hey, Yolanda.
Oh, man. Now I'm looking for Gam Gam.
Look up Yolanda.
I got
Yolanda. We don't get a chance to do the Yolanda clip very often. And I'm sorry I didn't tell you in advance, Casey. Yeah. But Bella, their brother Anwar Hadid, and his girlfriend Dua Lipa were there along with their mother, Yolanda.
What is that from?
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, so you got to look it up under Pulp Fiction and then scroll through all those clips down to the bottom because it starts with a Y.
Of course, but it's appropriate. We don't get a lot of these.
And then eventually you will get to something like...
We need to have fun with this funeral.
This.
Yolanda, I thought you were going to be cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Come on, Yolanda, what's Bonzi like?
All right. So anyhow, her mother Yolanda.
All right, now Yolanda, we're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
No, we're not. So this also wouldn't be the first time an A-lister ended up with a member of Bachelor Nation. Modern Family star Sarah Hyland is engaged to Wells Adams, who is on the show too.
Is Hadid an A-lister?
That's a good question. You know what, Steve? Probably not. Maybe in the world of models.
All right.
But not necessarily Hollywood.
I'm tired of these pecking orders that make no sense.
I agree.
Now, Sarah Hyland, she's on Modern Family.
Yes.
Is she an A-lister?
Television.
A-minus.
Yeah, A-minus. I think so.
But she gets along with her classmates.
But Yolanda's nowhere in
there. Right, now, Yolanda, we're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
All right. While followers on social media are accusing Dakota Fanning of, quote, pulling a ScarJo.
Yeah.
By agreeing to play someone who doesn't share her racial background, Fanning is defending herself and clarifying this role in particular. So the 25-year-old has been cast as a Muslim woman in Ethiopia for the film Sweetness in the Belly. The response on social media has been intense from some people. Fanning saw the uproar and released a statement that said, just to clarify, in the new film I'm a part of, Sweetness in the Belly, I do not play an Ethiopian woman. I play a British woman abandoned by her parents at 7 years old in Africa and raised Muslim. My character, Lily, journeys to Ethiopia and is caught up in the breakout of civil war.
Doesn't matter.
She's
not legitimately British, Preston.
She is subsequently sent home to England, a place she is from but has never known. No, it's not about her being British.
Oh.
So
I'm sorry, I got confused. It's hard to figure out what you need to be outraged over.
She continued saying this film was partly made in Ethiopia, is directed by an Ethiopian man.
Did they film it in England?
And features many Ethiopian women. It was a great privilege to be a part of telling this story. The film is about what home means to people who find themselves displaced and the families and communities that they choose and that chose them. So that's what the movie's about. That's what the story's about.
Yeah.
People are
idiots. And,
they don't take the time to...
Honestly,
look into that.
Her response should have been, if you are upset about this, you're an idiot. Do your research and just leave it at that.
No, no, she did. She was
suck a big one.
No, you could do that, but she explained it. And
that would seem a little bit coarser.
Yeah. Suck a big one?
Yeah, than explaining what the reason that the role she's playing is exactly perfect for, except for the fact I'm not too happy she's not legitimately British.
She added, I hope that you enjoy the film somewhere, somehow, after its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival. The movie was based on a 2005 book of the same name by Camilla Gibb, who wrote about a white Muslim nurse. So she explained it. Jeremy Renner has been forced to shut down his app after being targeted by trolls. The Avengers.
Chad Roulette, right?
No.
Oh, that wasn't him? Oh, okay.
The Avengers star launched his Jeremy Renner official app around 2 years ago, giving his fans the opportunity to share their love of him with one another. That's what this says.
I'm sure that's not the way it's presented.
By posting stories.
Hey, tell me how much you love me, and it's easier than ever. Talk to other people who love me. Start small love groups.
By posting stories, sharing photos, and even purchasing superstars, the currency used in the app. The more superstars a fan has, the more likely it is that Jeremy would either see and or respond to their post. However, the stars posted a message on the app on Wednesday explaining that misuse of the platform by trolls pretending to be him and sharing offensive messages has led him to making the tough decision to shut it down. He said, due to clever individuals that were able to manipulate ways to impersonate me and others within the app, I've asked EscapeX, the company that runs the app, to shut it down immediately and refund anyone who's purchased any stars over the last 90 days.
He doesn't need it.
What was supposed to be a place for fans to connect with each other has turned into a place that is everything I detest and can't or won't condone.
Listen, he's hard at work on his kimono line. So.
No, he is. That used to be Kardashian. We weren't going to talk about her.
Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry. My wife, Preston, recently looked over at me. We were watching TV, and he does this commercial where he's actually, I guess his band is singing the music, but he's in his tux and so on and so forth. And my wife's crushing on Jeremy Renner.
He's a good-looking fella, man. He said, my sincere apologies for this to have not turned out the way it was intended. To all superfans who have supported me with your words of encouragement, amazing art stories, and time shared on the app, a genuine thank you, and I hope to see you again on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook.
So they shut it down.
Yep. Yeah, they did.
No more Jeremy Renner.
Steve, that commercial is great. I enjoy it. I have no idea what the product is. I don't know if they're selling Jeremy Renner, a car, or a beer.
It's for the app. No, the
it might be for
but
the
that's
app.
His own. He is actually a musician as well. Yeah,
but he's.
It's actually good, yeah.
But what is the product that they're selling?
Is it a booze?
It might be beer.
Okay.
Or it might be a car.
It's the perfect booze to drink while you're driving.
Well, it's a great commercial, apparently.
Wouldn't that be great if they marketed it that way?
It's the perfect booze to drink. The perfect liquor for that drive home.
Well, oh, it's a Grand Cherokee.
It's cheap. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea what the actual product was.
Oh, man. God, you know what I saw? Total side note on this.
For those extra long drives.
But seeing that Jeep Cherokee, I saw yesterday on the road a really old Scout. You guys remember those?
Yes! Yeah.
It was so cool.
I like that look.
I do too,
Didn't,
man.
Didn't Jack drive one of those and lost for...
he may have. It was one of the...
Casey, a Ford?
It was one of the original SUVs.
Jack did the very on first. Three's Company.
No. But it was really cool. And it kind of... I turned my head. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
And it was really neat.
They're badass.
It was old.
Did you see, not to divert too much, you see... I think it was a BMW... crossover painted with this new, like, completely non-reflecting black paint. They made a big deal about it, but it looks like
a matte.
It looks like it's in massive stealth mode. It looks really cool.
Interesting. Every now and then I'll see a car that has the colors that change.
Oh, I have not seen these.
It's a really, really expensive paint, but I mean, as the car turns and catches the light, it'll go from, you know, like a purple to a blue.
Wow.
It'll go from like a maroon to a blue and stuff like that. Those are pretty cool.
There's a new trend where you, instead of a back window, you have Hungry Man boxes and duct tape.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So
that you can't see through it, but.
Yeah. We didn't get any response on
response?
I thought maybe, you know who you are with your Hungry Man TV dinners you're using to cover up the back.
The boxes. I'm going to guess when you have to do that, you don't have a lot of free time on your...
Yeah, true. All right, let me get back to the entertainment stories, and we'll go through just a couple more. Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin are planning to go for a fifth child after Hilaria had suffered a miscarriage. He said, we have four kids. She wants to have another one. And so we're having another one.
It doesn't sound like he was the one who suggested it.
He told Kevin Nealon on his YouTube series, Hiking with Kevin. He said, we're going to have a fifth baby. Now, I don't know if that means that they're pregnant or not, but I guess they're going to go for it. Alec also shares daughter Ireland with ex-wife Kim Basinger, of course. Let's see. On The View, talk show host Wendy Williams, and we haven't talked about her in a while, admits that she knew her now estranged husband Kevin Hunter was cheating on her.
I can see the signs.
With Sharina Hudson, and implies that she had a plan to deal with it. She said, I'm not a selfish mom. I'm a very plotative individual.
I like plots.
Like I will plot on you, she says.
Plot all over your face.
Plot on your face.
Give you a plot, Carl.
yeah. She said, that's why I'm going into season 11 and he's changing Pampers.
She's a cross between the Cowardly Lion and Herman Munster.
Williams said that she wanted to give her son Kevin James stability in high school.
Her son is Kevin James?
Kevin Jr.
Oh.
Sorry.
Can you imagine?
He's older than her. My son is Paul Blart Mall Cop.
This is our son.
And he's what?
She has such a fake-looking face.
What do you mean?
She didn't used to. Yeah.
So anyhow, she said, so I said, no, 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 no.
So I says,
I will stay here. I will make sure his braces get tightened properly. I will drive him to the SAT prep courses. I will help him do his essays for college. And now he goes to college in Miami. What are you talking about?
Hey, by the way, speaking of knowing that your spouse is cheating, there is the 2020 episode tonight on ABC is about that murder-suicide in Villanova.
Oh, yes. You were telling us yesterday about that.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you know how they found her? Through the Jeremy Renner app.
No.
No way.
I had no idea. That is a good crime, solving app, and it's gone away now because of trolls.
I'll tell you what, though. Anything like that... And that story was particularly
wild.
Hold
on. The murder-suicide or where the wife came and killed the girlfriend?
Yeah, and then she killed herself.
It was that.
Okay.
Yeah. But apparently she had had, she'd put like video surveillance on his clothes.
So like, I knew that there were cameras involved around the house, but on his clothes?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
I want to watch it.
So that's on tonight on 2020?
Yeah, my life has turned a corner where I'm excited about TV on Friday night. I'm like, oh my God, 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know why? Because
don't eat anything like after 8 o'clock because you're going to make popcorn at 9:55 so that you can sit down on your couch, popcorn, and your LaCroix.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Popcorn and LaCroix.
Yeah.
Mine'll be wine, but I'm with you.
Oh,
2020
great.
And Dateline, the murder things, and I also that's why I'm now sort of quasi hooked on the Discovery ID.
Those are all
murder stories.
Wow. You know what? But I'm going to watch this one because I kind of drifted away from 2020 and Dateline because it was the same exact story every single weekend.
Right.
It seemed like a harmless app.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner app. It led to murder in Villanova. Keith Morrison, good, yeah.
He is, and the teases are, when you think the story's over, but then...
But you know, yeah.
You know, but then
but
they came
home. But then a stain on the carpet.
Right.
Yeah. Gave them pause for concern.
One of the ex-husbands in that story is telling all at this point, and so that's what's led to this. It happened right around the corner from where I live, and when it happened, it was... as you can imagine, every cop on the main line was there.
I hate to say it, but I'm looking forward to, I hope they do, the GoFundMe bandits.
That'd be a good story.
I want to see how that, and I want to see who plays us.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
Because we'll be in it.
Yeah, we will be in it.
When the story's wrapping
up. Hey, Michael Chiklis. David Harbour.
The fat kid from Goonies.
Chunk. What? He's playing you? Wow. all right, so that's on tonight.
That's on
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, make sure you check it out. I have one more story, and then we'll move along. Caitlin Carter is marking a major milestone with rumored girlfriend Miley Cyrus. The pair were dressed up with Carter donning a long-sleeved black mini dress with high heels and Cypress wearing a long-sleeved white shirt and black pants.
That's like the milestone?
Another Lindsay Lohan in the works here.
Yeah, oh, that's a good comparison. I think you're right.
No, because she's super talented. Lindsay was nominally talented.
But she was a pretty good actress.
She was, yeah. So there you go.
Later, footage
so
on...
So there.
Steve and I rest our cases.
She was... I have to defend that. She was a good actress.
All right.
Later, footage on Instagram stories showed Carter at a table in front of an ice cream sundae as a group saying happy birthday to her.
We're lesbians!
So, yeah, right.
They're trying so hard. Miley, look at it! I'm kissing a woman!
I know, right?
I got it!
I know. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was in, well, do you remember, Steve, in Riverdale, the first season? It might have been the first episode where they're trying out for the cheerleading team and they decide to make out.
Yeah, in front of
the girl goes, look, the girls kissing thing has been over for a few years now.
Right.
So don't even try that. And it's the same thing still here. But anyhow.
I'm totally happy for them, whatever. But it's just a bizarre, they're going out of their way to
look
be in
at
public.
Us. Yeah. So I don't know why this story says it's a major milestone.
Because they wore clothing?
They got dressed up and they sang happy birthday while having an ice cream sundae. So. It's all garbage.
I'm more interested in what kind of sundae.
Like, that's all I really
right? Me too. I was really intrigued by the sundae.
Is it a brownie sundae or
this
like
is
banana
all a bunch
split?
Of crap.
What kind of ice cream?
I don't have any details, guys.
Oh, okay.
But I do have new movies opening this weekend. It's a Friday. So we're going to reveal
this is a big one.
What to look for at the box office. The movie that's opening this weekend, I've only got one, and it's It Chapter 2. It's a horror film, of course. Been long, long wait for this, but ready for it now. Directed by Andy Muschietti. Stars, Bill Skarsgård, Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Jay Ryan, Bill Hader, and a bunch of the kids, too. Finn Wolfhard will be there from Stranger Things. And what it's about. Pennywise returns to Derry after 27 years to terrorize the now grown-up members of the Losers Club.
Huh.
Rated R, 2 hours, 49 minutes, and it's got a score of 82% so far, so that's pretty positive.
The reviews are good. They say that it gives you what you want. It's long. I think it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it said 2 hours and 49 minutes.
Okay, so they said they could have trimmed off a chunk of that.
Yeah, I read some not so good reviews, but I don't care.
No,
I'm going to see what
I'm on board.
I'm going to see what I think about it.
Is it the same director as the first movie?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
All right.
I like that.
All right. So that opens this weekend. Go out and see it. We got clips now, folks. The Spy drops you in 1960s Syria as Israel clerk turned secret agent Eli Cohen is thrown into a years-long mission. And here we have Sacha Baron Cohen on what makes performers unique. Here we go.
Every performer is deeply abnormal. So there must be a reason why, you know, we want to be in front of camera, or I wanted to make out with the guy in front of 2,000 rednecks who want to, you know, put me in hospital.
Really?
The Spy is now streaming on Netflix. Here's the next clip. And it is from It Chapter 2. The thrilling conclusion of the Stephen King reboot. In this clip, Bill Skarsgård describes how invested he got in the famous thriller.
I think it's impossible not to be familiar with him. I knew more of his film adaptations than his novels. And then going into this, I sort of plowed through it, the novel, in 10 days, which is, I guess, over 100 pages a day, I think. And I really got immersed in his work and his writing.
You sound insane.
It Chapter 2 is in theaters nationwide today. So there you go.
Very cool.
Have for you in our entertainment report this morning. So we have a lot of things going on. One glaring, what's the word I'm looking
omission.
For?
Omission.
Omission, thank you. Okay. I was about to say submission.
Yeah.
One glaring submission.
Omission, that's not even a word.
It's mission.
Is we have new music from a new artist to play for you.
Yes.
When we get back.
We come right back with it, right?
Well,
because I've been waiting for it.
Well, we're going to play it in the next segment. We're gonna play a song from the A to Z. But It is new music from Casey Boy. And it is in tribute to, of course, the NFL and the home opener this weekend.
Very exciting.
And your Birds. So it's in conjunction with the band Jealousy Curve, who we've had a long history with over the years. And I've heard it, and I think you guys are going to like it.
Awesome.
It is. It rocks. It rocks, and the boy can sing. He sings.
Let's hear it for the boy.
He's really... He's not joking around. It's not a spoof. It's legit.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little bit nervous. Well, so that's the thing. Like, all right. I was definitely going for something. When you say, like, he's not joking around, I'm like, well, I mean, lyrically, we all...
You're having fun with the words.
We all were going for this, like, meathead, like, you know, like, anthemic.
Yes.
Like, not anthem, but it's not an anthem. But, you know, textually, we were going for something.
Yeah. Can you call it a comeback?
He never started.
I never started.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I haven't heard it. Yeah. I would love, because we get bombarded every year with songs from people and they take the time. I think it's great. Everyone looking for a song to sort of kick in and be something for the new football season, for the new, zeal and energy that's out there. Will this fit into that, Preston? You've heard it.
I don't know if it's going to be that.
All right.
But I just know that you're going to be impressed with
it. All right. Then we'll take that.
Fair enough.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do A to Z song, and then we'll debut Casey's song. We'll get into a bunch of other stuff. We got a lot of guests on the show. Robert Irvine's going to be here. Comedian Nico Santos is going to be in the studio as well. Our friends from the Philly Burger Brawl are here. We're going to have a Village Whiskey and Hip City Veg, so we'll get to the details on that and do some giveaways in conjunction with all that. What am I giving away?
We have so much. All right. Preston, take your pick.
Bitch Box! We got a party coming up on the 19th. It is at Harrah's, and I will take three ladies that want to join us for this night of fun and frivolity and free stuff. Kathy's Bitch Box, and you can become a member of the Zeta Eta Pi sorority. You have to be at least 21. Ladies only, 215-263-WMMR. Be free on Thursday the 19th, and we'll get you in. All right, call now. We'll be right back.
Here we go.
Here comes the MM Army.
What's going on?
Join Marissa Magnata tomorrow from 7 to 9 at J.D. McGillicuddy's in Manayunk, 111 Cotton Street, for the Bud Light Platinum Thursday Night Huddle. Enter to win Eagles tickets and signed merch courtesy of Bud Light Platinum and WMMR Bud Light Platinum Thursday Night Huddle t-shirts, plus $10 Bud Light pitchers, $3 Bud Light bottles, $4 Platinum, and $6 cheesesteaks. Friday from 4 to 6, Casey Boy rocks What a Crock in Booth's Corner for their Customer Appreciation Weekend. Enjoy great specials and giveaways throughout the market Friday and Saturday. Visit whatacrockmeals.com for details and meal plans. Hang with Nick McElwain Friday from 6 to 8 for First Friday at the corner of Bridge and Main in Phoenixville. Check out craft breweries and distilleries, exciting restaurants, music from Breaking Blonde, and the 2019 Subaru Outback from Piazza Subaru of Limerick. Shop 24/7 at piazzasubaru.com. Complete details at phoenixvillefirst.com.
93.3 WMMR. Everything and everywhere that rocks.
So we have coming up on Sunday, September 15th, the Philly Burger Brawl is taking place. And our friends have arrived from the Philly Burger Brawl. A couple of wonderful restaurants are here this morning. Hip City Veg and Village Whiskey. And in our midst, we're going to have two big-time celebrity chefs already sitting in our studio as our good friend, Mr. Jose Garces.
Yeah.
And he knows. He's acquaintances with Robert Irvine. He'll be here later on. So we're going to get those two guys together.
It's going to be a big party.
Yeah. So we're excited.
Big food party.
By the way, Village Whiskey celebrating its 10th birthday. So that's a big deal. They're on 20th Street in Philly, of course, and it's phenomenal. I've been there before, and they're going to be
everyone raves on it
at Burger Brawl again this year, fighting for burger supremacy. We'll do some giveaways through the morning to head to the Burger Brawl, and our entire cluster of radio stations are involved in the Burger Brawl as well here at Beasley Media.
And the new location is going to be great over at the Navy Yard.
Yep, correct. Yeah. So that is coming up. Don't forget, on the 15th. And Casey, you said the website has changed. It's Philly.
It's now Pornhub.com.
No, it's not. Is it Busty?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's PhillyBurgerBrawl.com.
All right, so get
not just BurgerBrawl.com.
Your tickets, and we'll give some away a little bit later on.
Cool.
All right, so you ready for the debut of this song?
I am. I've said this before. When Casey's done some singing, even little singing parodies,
mm-hmm.
I've said I think he has a good voice.
He can.
You've heard a song now that he just did,
yep.
and you're verifying. In fact, you were sort of, in fact, you were not sort of, you were impressed by his vocal capability.
I've always known Casey can sing.
Yeah.
And, but hearing him professionally recorded and produced,
right,
it's even better.
With a band that really can do it.
Yeah, Jealousy Curve. So, but what's funny is this kind of snuck up on me. All of a sudden he just sent me, you'd said something about doing this, but I haven't heard the step-by-step process of all you've been going through to write and record the song. And all of a sudden, he just sent it to me the other night. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you did that. Okay. Yeah. And now I love it.
I mean, this really all started because we had mentioned on the air, I think Joan Jett and Carrie Underwood are doing the new song for Sunday Night Football or whatever it was.
It is.
And then we had played around with Scott Stapp and his song that he wrote for the Marlins.
Which was terrible.
It was terrible.
Because there was no, for a thing that's supposed to generate fan response, it's a poorly written song for that purpose.
So that was on Wednesday, August 14th is when we had that conversation. And I had made a statement about how rock music doesn't really make for good sports anthems. Like, it's more of like a hip hop, maybe country. I didn't even know, but
yeah, you're right.
So I said, you know what? I want to do one, and I think I can do better than what Scott Stapp did for the Marlins, because that was piss poor. And ultimately, that's all I was trying to do, was just make a better song than the Scott Stapp Marlins song.
It actually made people hate the team and want to kill the actual animal.
Right. So I reached out to a friend of mine, Steve LaFascia, who was in the band Jealousy Curve.
Right.
He's also an engineer, a sound engineer, a producer, and all that stuff. And I said, hey, listen, I'd love to make a great Eagles anthem before the season begins. I want to see if you want to help me create one. And he said, I'd love to. Do you have any lyric or music ideas? And I said, not yet. And so that was like 3 weeks ago. And in about 3 weeks' time, he got Mike Levy involved, Mike O'Brien, all these other guys from Jealousy Curve, Shane Rosum, David Sikorsky. We went over to Ford's recording studio. I collabed with Mike Levy on some lyrics.
Casey, what you just described is the way Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band came together. Right, Preston?
Yeah, it's exactly
the way it happened.
But I sent Mike Levy some lyrics. I said, hey, I just kind of want to go. I have an idea, like sort of meatheady, sophomoric lyrics. So I stuck a couple of, you know, silly little lines in there, and then they sent me some music, and here we are. This is
all right.
This is where we're at. I am not pretending that this is Bohemian Rhapsody by any stretch.
It's fun.
But when I listened to the final mix of everything, I was like, holy crap, this is actually pretty good.
You know,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead, Brett.
Here's what I want to do. I think when we play this, I'm going to turn the mics off and bring the studio monitors up in here.
You need to, like,
really feel for it.
This isn't going to sound as good if you're listening on your phone. And if you're listening in your car stereo or headphones, like, turn it up.
Or your home stereo or your any. No. Listen, it'll sound great. Yeah.
This is full res, 24-bit, 41.
Oh, my God, just play it.
Blah, blah, blah. I know.
So. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, what's this called?
Well, we're calling it for now, Ready to Go.
Okay, Ready to Go. You ready?
Yeah.
This is Casey and Jealousy Curve, so check this out.
Finally here we got green bird.
Right? Right?
I think that's a great song. That's Casey and the band Jealousy Curve collaboration for the song called Ready to Go. You know what I hear? Well, I was listening to it because I've only heard it one time. I listened to it on my phone and that was it.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Sarah McLachlan?
No. Somebody said, look, you stole it from Bon Jovi. It's a spot on Bed of Roses. No.
Oh, yeah.
No. I hear in the chorus, I hear a really driving Stone Temple Pilots
yes!
type of feel.
I agree with you. In fact, that's what we talked about in the studio.
In the verse, I almost hear a little bit of Offspring type of feel to it. So it's got a nice ballsy, grungy, crunchy case. It's damn good.
Listen.
You know, people are going to think, well, we're just going to support it because blah 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 blah. No, it's a really good song. And what I like about it, if you're going to talk about a song that's designed for this purpose, which is to get people psyched for the game or the Eagles or whatever, you have a number of points in the song where a crowd could jump in.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, there's a couple of hey, hey's or yay, yes. Nick, you and I are looking at the text messages. I don't see one negative comment coming through.
No, there were
every
couple,
single one of well, shut up. You would pick up on this.
Yeah.
Every single one of them seems to be over the top. I'm seeing a lot of goosebumps, chills. Oh my God, holy S, amazing. So
I really liked it too, Case. But I, the only complaint I have is that there were some parts where I couldn't hear your lyrics enough.
I couldn't hear it.
The vocals were a little low. That's all.
Yeah.
That's just my minor complaint.
They got the masters. They can remix it if they need to. Bump up the vocal a little.
Pick up might be nice.
Clarity.
Suck my footballs in there, it sounded like, right?
That was the lyric I was most happy about.
Yeah, that was the best one.
I wrote that
footballs.
One.
Lyrics by Casey.
Yeah, that lyric was definitely written by me. In fact, my kids were listening to it. My daughter was like, Dad. I don't know. And both of my daughters were like, are you auto-tuned? I was like, well, what is that supposed to mean? That you don't think I can sing? But
no, we don't.
Here's the deal. When I was listening to it, I was cringing because I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
Right. And you can when I'm singing and talking in general,
you freak out every morning during the playback. You're like, shut up.
Yeah. So if you're listening right now and you're saying, shut up, Casey, don't worry. I'm saying it too.
Well,
I'm saying it too.
The song is really good. Yeah. I really liked it. And those guys are so talented, Jealousy Curve.
Yeah. And so thank you to those guys. That was I went to high school with Jealousy Curve. When we were sophomores in high school, they were in a band called Placid Admiral. And Mike and Steve.
And then the other Mike.
Well, Mike, and Steve, we all went to O'Hara together. They've all been a band together. They were in Mercy River together for a little while. And now Jealousy Curve, those guys are like, you know, they're what you want your kids, you know, friendships to be like, you know, because they've been friends for the longest time
right.
and support each other and all that sort of stuff. So I called those guys. Because I wanted this to sound good, and I know what those guys can do.
Do you mention the Eagles in there at all? The name of the team, Eagles? I hear birds in there. But...
Well, I mean, Eagles chants.
It does spell out Eagles. You're right.
Eagles chants, and then green blood in the veins and all that, you know.
Yeah, the fun stuff. Yeah. You know, sacking the QB.
Yeah.
And,
all those things you got
to
say.
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, steamroll to the end zone. And
are you going
to
make it available? Can people download it? Because people are asking.
Yeah.
I think so, in fact.
All money will go to Hands Across America.
All they did was make the song, and then we don't know what to do after.
No.
Well, no. So Mike was asking me if I was registered as a singer-artist on BMI, because they're going to make this available for download.
Body Mass Index?
Yes. Yeah.
I know what you mean. Or ASCAP, the
ASHAT.
ASHAT.
Well, Case, lots of people are
I'm
asking
registered on ASHAT.
If they can buy it, do you want to give it away for free? We can give it on our website.
Well, you know, I should have talked to the...
How about this? Give it away for free.
Talk to the band about it, guys.
Give it away for free, but for a charge.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to give it away for free, 99 cents.
Yeah. Why don't we take the weekend...
And think about it.
And come back on Monday and have a plan.
Yes.
That way we don't have to make a decision right now and go, oh, yeah, we should have thought about this or that or whatever. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll consider that.
Yeah, there's
how
some
about all
coming.
Profits go to lamps for our office?
That's a great
really,
new charity.
It looks like a free clinic.
Lamps for our office. I think it would be awesome set to an Eagles hype video. You know, like
stuff
that they do every year to get everybody ready. Wait, have they released that yet?
No, not yet. It should. I thought it should have been released by now. I talked to Nick Murphy about doing that. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to use footage.
Yeah, the NFL's a little protective.
No. They're totally liberal with that stuff. Use the emblem, the logo, all you want.
Get in touch with Rob McElhenney. Maybe he'll have he could do something awesome. He's not busy at all, right?
No. To Nick's point, though, I would be surprised, Case, if there wasn't some general interest on that from their camp.
Marissa? Mm.
Breaking news, the Eagles released it. Casey, yours is better.
Oh,
they released their hype video?
I think your song's better.
Oh, I was like, they released my song?
That's what I thought, too.
That was quick. What are you talking about?
They decided to take ownership of it immediately.
And yeah, they're charging $12.99 per dime.
Yeah, nobody will make money except us.
I think I saw a tweet or something from Fox 29. They were interested in the song, right?
Really? Yeah. Oh, Jen Fred, I think?
Jen Fred yesterday was all over our Twitter. She's like, tell me when it's playing. I want to make sure that I'm in the news van listening to it. And she was. We alerted her this morning. She couldn't believe it was you.
Okay, hang on. Let me go to a couple of calls. I have Eric on the line. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man?
You guys rock.
Thanks, Eric. What's up, bud?
Casey, it's your friend Eric from Abington. Hey, I got to tell you, I always thought you had a decent singing voice and you have a good speaking voice, but I got to tell you, that was amazing. You should contact the Eagles and see if they can use that, like schools have like their songs or whatever. Casey, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, I wonder if they'd like the Suck on My Footballs.
I think that's fine. Because
thanks, Eric.
You know what, though?
Made my day, thank you.
Well, that's very cool. And see, that's a really good response. The truth is, you know, they get bombarded with songs all the time.
Not as good as this,
but not as good as this.
I'm going to go to Sue. Hey, Sue, good morning.
She's excited.
What's up, Sue?
I loved it. I'm so hype right now. And listen, Casey, I love you, but you kind of drive me crazy sometimes with your stories. And
I know, right?
I wanted to hate it. As soon as I heard the song, I was like, okay, here we go, another Casey thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I freaking loved it.
How about that?
That's as honest as you get. She despises you most all the other times,
yes,
but loves this song.
I'm kind of with her on
that. Yeah, like, I swear. We all know why we're loathed.
Here, Casey, Flossie wants to say
hi. Flossie.
Hi, Flossie.
Morning, guys. Hey, did I win the Kathy's Bitch Box?
No, but you're going to Hershey.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I have to tell you, Casey, that was smoking. That was really good. I think you did a really good job on that.
Thanks, Flossie.
And the guys, when they were Placid Admiral, as you know, I think I told you before, my husband's cousin was the lead singer of Placid Admiral.
I remember talking to you about that. That's right. Yeah. He went to Springfield High School.
What band?
Placid Admiral.
So when?
Oh, I thought you said Placid A-hole.
Yeah.
Placid A-hole.
Placid A-hole.
Ladies and gentlemen, Placid A-hole. Why did he use his name again? Impotent moron.
I like Placid A-hole.
But when they were Placid Admiral, they actually played at a cookout that we had like 20-something years ago, and those guys still rock. I mean, you and them together.
The perfect mix. It's like you're like a super group.
Going there.
Yeah, we're like a super group.
Preston, he's like an Asia for our time.
Yes. I love it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Flossie. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
See you later. Maybe I could use a Flaccid A-hole for Saint. Maybe we could change our name.
Oh, my God.
Well, I want to change the name of the band.
There's your super group, right?
Yeah.
That's your
Casey, let's have you learn a song and come out and play with us.
Yeah.
For sure.
Why don't you guys learn a song? It's called Ready to Go. Oh.
What's it about?
Only if you come and sing it.
All right.
I think we should play it again.
Mm. Okay. Right now?
Right now. Yeah,
like two for Friday?
Holy moly, really?
Yeah, for those who might have just tuned in and those who absolutely loved it because it was overwhelming. Let's play it again, and then we'll take a break, and we'll do the Bizarre File. We got a lot of stuff
to
get to.
Sure, man.
Wow.
I
love this text. It says, the best Eagle song ever, six guys in a work van. We all want to hear it again.
There you go. Man, the royalty checks are going to be coming in.
Thank God you took all sorts of legal precautions.
And just played it.
Right. Played it for free. And we're announcing we're playing it again for free.
Right. Let's do this again. This is for the six guys in the work van. You know who you are. Here it is, Casey with Jealousy Curve and their Eagles anthem ready to go.
Sunday is finally here. We got green blood in
And there it is, one more time. Ready to go, Casey boy.
And I understand, Preston, he wrote that on Casey, he wrote that, you said, on the harpsichord, which was pretty wild.
Which is because I don't even know how to play it.
This is crazy.
I don't even know what one looks like. I had no idea it was one.
The music is so good. As I was listening to it, and just the production is just tremendous.
We need to give it the band, this group, this side project a name, though. It can't be just Casey Boy and Jealousy Curve. There's got to be a name of some sort.
Not Flaccid A-hole?
No. Well, you know, it's too close to the other one. Okay. Yeah. Flaccid Animal, so people might confuse. Use the two. But we'll take suggestions if you want to text those over as to what we might be able to call that little project.
How about Wings?
That was taken.
Oh,
Paul
damn.
McCartney.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Hey, it's available on the website right now. Are we streaming it or downloading it?
Streaming.
To stream right now, and then we'll figure out what to do after that.
I have an open-ended question. You might not have an answer to it, but do you think you might ever perform it live, say maybe at Camp Out for Hunger?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like... did all I could in the studio.
He left it all in the studio?
I left it all in the studio.
It's like at a certain point, the Beatles stopped, you know, performing live because it was just too intricate.
You know who would be good? Good Man Fisk would learn that.
They sure would. Yeah.
And you could play that.
We have so many great bands the entire week at Camp Out, you know? I mean, just a thought.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, you know how David Lee Roth isn't that great in concert? But the album cuts down amazing.
Yeah,
how
about this case? He can do flips and all kinds of cool things.
I'll do a couple somersaults.
Yeah.
We're missing an obvious Shorty Long.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, it is now out there and looks like it's overwhelming, Case.
Awesome.
Overwhelming response.
Good to hear. I was a little nervous.
I know you were.
Yeah.
I know you were. But
that's Casey boy.
No need. No need at all. All right. We're going to take a break, but not before we give away some, I think, do we have Burger Brawl?
We
passes?
Do.
Yeah.
Give me them theirs. Yep, I got them right here. I will take caller number 10 and number 11 to 215-263-WMMR. Going to give you a pair of tickets for the Philly Burger Brawl next Sunday. It's the 15th new location, the Navy Yard. Taste unlimited samples of burgers from the top restaurants in the city. Proceeds go to the Fund for the School Districts of Philadelphia, a nonprofit supporting school literacy through technology. And tickets are on sale now at phillyburgerbrawl.com. More information at WMMR.com. We have both Village Whiskey and Hip City Veg here in our studio. We're going to take a break. Coming back, B-File is on the way next. Stay with us.
A new Tool album begets new Tool music in Philadelphia. 93.3 WMMR presents Live in Concert. Tool. This November 18th at Wells Fargo Center. nearly 8 years since their last area show, and fresh off the release of their latest album, Fear Inoculum. Don't miss the sheer power of Tool. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. via Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. Get details now at WMMR.com. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
I want to mention there's a new Preston and Steve Daily Rush video that is up and running, and it's called Regis is Like the Wind. And the description reads, she's like the... Wait, breaking news, Kathy likes little balls in her mouth.
Couscous.
I don't even remember. Oh!
Couscous.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, couscous.
Kathy likes a couscous.
Regis loves couscous, and it's little balls, and Kathy likes little balls in her mouth. You can watch it now at PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline Philly Comedy Club Restaurant and Bar. And our next guest, who we're not going to have at this very moment, Nico Santos, will be appearing at Punchline.
Yes.
Tonight and Saturday, 7:30, 9:45. So we'll get him in here in a little while. In the meantime, something else I want to give away. Casey has been promoting this this event with Sugar House Casino. It's the $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge. It's guaranteed $500,000 prize pool.
Yeah.
And so to sign up, it's $150 to make your picks. We have one of these entries for free. So this is for the season, right, Casey?
The entire season, all 17 weeks.
So you have to be at least 21 years of age, and let's take caller number 21 then, all right? 215-263-WMMR. We will give you one of these right now, so give us a call. Sign up now for $150. You can make your week one picks before September 8th. Visit PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we will take care of you with that. Our friends from the Burger Brawl are here this morning, and that event is coming up next Sunday. So a week from Sunday, it's on the 15th, and it's at a new location in the Navy Yard. And we have Village Whiskey and Hip City Veg, who are both here this morning. We'll do some more giveaways with that in a little bit. But you want to get your tickets now at PhillyBurgerBrawl.com. And, you know, I'd mentioned earlier, Village Whiskey celebrating their 10th anniversary. Hip City Veg has locations in Center City and West Philly. Last year, Burger Ball received a ton of requests for a plant-based option, and they felt that Hip City Veg would be a great fit. And, of course, they bring delicious vegan food to Philly by presenting it in a form that people already love. And they host a fast food-inspired menu with fresh, often local organic ingredients that help you treat your body well. I just had...
Is that off the top of your head?
It is. These are things
I know. Oh,
my
God, that you just think about.
I just knew that.
Yeah.
But I just had the burger that they brought in, and it's phenomenal.
They're opening one in my neck of the woods in Radnor next week.
Really?
Yeah, right around the corner.
Good on you, dude.
From Radnor High School.
By the way, I think this year's Burger Bowl will be a quantum leap up. I mean, location... Participants, you know, the vegetarian options, vegan options. Yep. It's going to be one not to miss.
Nice. All right, we'll do some more giveaways in a little bit with that, but right now, the Bizarre File.
Yeah.
Or we could take another look at traffic.
No, be
here
fast.
We go.
Now, WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
And I said it all breathy and everything. It was a real good lead-in.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Ruined it.
Brought to you by Godshall's, by the way. Check out their new Godshall's packaging where you buy bacon. Easier to read nutrition, like 80% less fat than pork and 6 grams of protein. Real wood-smoked taste Godshall's. So we'll start with this. A group of teenage boys, and of course it would be a group of teenage boys, have been charged in juvenile court after they allegedly tricked some of their teachers into eating food laced with their bodily fluids.
Oh, man.
And we're talking about both bodily fluids.
Boys.
Oh, okay. At the time of the incidents, the boys who were attending Old Tangi Hyatt's Middle School in Ohio were all 14 years old. Charges were filed earlier this week after an investigation by the sheriff's office, which included sending the food for testing to ensure it was actually contaminated. An attorney for the accused said in a statement that he believes his clients and urged people to remember that they are all eighth grade boys that were influenced by the internet. The boys reportedly planned the plot days prior to the incident.
They're putting the spunk in Spunkmeyer.
There you go. And one of the boys put his... You know, stuff in the school. He brought it to school in a plastic baggie.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know I had that stuff in eighth grade.
Do you remember when your mom would, you'd pack the semen for lunch? Yeah.
During a classroom activity where the students were making crepes,
Jesus,
the boy put his fluid in the crepe and allegedly gave it to his teacher, who consumed it.
If you were a teacher, would you ever eat anything your student gave you?
The other boys are accused of feeding four different teachers barbecue sauce laced with urine. Attorney Brad Koffel said, I believe this is a form of YouTube flu, where kids are influenced by dumb pranks they see on YouTube, as YouTube celebrities do. It is a game of getting views, clicks, and likes. He said they are not adults, and they are not going to be punished like adults.
The licking ice cream thing doesn't seem so bad now.
Three of the boys have been charged with assault on a teacher, while the other four have been charged with complicity to assault a teacher, and all are class 5 felonies. They will be arraigned later this month, so we'll see what ends up happening with that.
Bastard.
A 12-year-old boy says he's lucky to be alive after a metal spring from a trampoline shot into his back.
Whoa!
Did you see the pictures of this?
I did not.
So this spring, you know, like is the size of a cigar,
yeah,
and it's sticking out of his back. It went all the way into him. Jamie Quinlan was bouncing on a friend's trampoline on Saturday when the spring broke off and became embedded in his back. He said he felt a very strange sensation in his back, followed by a lot of pain. His father, Ian, said that his heart dropped and sank down to my knees when he saw the accident. Jamie said that the spring was so heavy and added that he could not believe I've been through all of this. He said, I was lucky that the hook actually broke off, or it could have been a lot worse.
Have you ever had a backyard trampoline?
No, I didn't own one. I had plenty of friends that did, though, so we spent a lot of time on them. But he said he was taken to the hospital with the spring still impaled in his back. It was removed in an operation under local anesthetic.
Oh, what fun.
He said he'd been playing in his friend's garden with several other children, and when they came up with the idea of all of them jumping on the trampoline at the same time, he said he had no idea the spring had ripped through his T-shirt and was lodged in his back. The youngster was discharged from the hospital soon after the surgery. He said, I'm a lot better than I was when I had the spring in my back.
So, to make matters worse, he had just had a foul-tasting crepe at school.
Oh, God, that's a bad day.
It's a bad day.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania police say a woman ran afoul of the law after she tossed a decapitated chicken in the driveway of her ex-boyfriend's home.
I'm sending a message.
Police say the incident began Tuesday after a domestic dispute involving 29-year-old Yaharia Vasquez and her ex-boyfriend, who investigators declined to name. Police say no one was injured in the dispute, but just before midnight, police say they were called to the ex-boyfriend's home for a report of a suspicious package.
It's like if Frank Perdue was a capo.
A woman who is related to the homeowner said that she was sitting in a car near the driveway when she saw Vasquez's car drive up the road. Vasquez stopped her car in front of her home and tossed a bloody plastic bag out of her window. After tossing the bag, the woman heard Vasquez say, "Dead people will come after you," and drove away. Inside the blood-soaked bag, police said they found a chicken with its head missing.
Can I ask you a question? Why did he break up with this catch?
The woman told police that Vasquez had previously told her that she had practiced witchcraft.
Oh.
Police charged Vasquez with harassment, scattering trash, and disorderly conduct. She denied throwing the dead chicken, though.
I think something to learn from both these stories is that lunatics love plastic bags.
All right, then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's end with a positive note.
Yes.
A 5-year-old boy who was thrown off the 3rd-story balcony of the Mall of America in Minnesota. You remember
that? I did see this story, yeah.
By a stranger, returned home after 5 months of medical care. So I never heard the follow-up. I didn't know how bad this kid was injured.
Right, right.
The family of Landon Hoffman announced on GoFundMe that the boy completed inpatient rehabilitation and is now home.
This guy just randomly threw him off, right?
Yep. He will enter the next phase of recovery and receive outpatient rehabilitation for multiple injuries and adjusting to life back at home and school. In August, he was moved from the hospital's intensive care unit into the rehab program. He's required multiple surgeries for head trauma and broken bones since the attack. In April, a man who did not know Landon or his family grabbed the boy and threw him the nearly 40 feet to the ground off the 3rd-story balcony. That man, 25-year-old Emmanuel Aranda, was charged with attempted premeditated murder. He had pleaded guilty. He's doing 19 years in prison. He had allegedly told investigators he went to the mall, quote, looking for someone to kill, after past instances of women repeatedly rejecting his advances.
Well, now it makes sense.
Yeah, so, you know. Anyhow, the kid's doing better, which is wonderful news.
And yeah,
that's
yeah.
It in the bizarre file. All right, we're going to take a break. Let's give away some of those Burger Brawl passes. Let's do that. We'll do caller number 10 at 215-263-WMMR. You'll be able to go there on Sunday the 15th at the new location, the Navy Yard. Give us a call right now if you want to buy your tickets, phillyburgerbrawl.com. More information is also at WMMR.com, 215-263-WMMR. When we come back, a little bit more of the A to Z, Nico Santos will be in our studio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Our next guest is going to be performing at Punchline tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:45. There are shows, and they're available at punchlinephilly.com. You may have seen him on the television series Superstore or Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Standout role in that. Please welcome to our studio, Mr. Nico Santos. Yeah. Good morning, Nico.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Have you been to Philadelphia before?
First time in Philly.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, I'm loving it so far.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a great vibe to the city. As you're saying, there's going to be great weather this weekend, so you'll have a lot of people out and about looking to do stuff. They're going to come see you.
Please, please come see me. I'm excited to eat my way through your wonderful town.
Feel free. There's plenty.
Actually,
plenty to do. Are you a bit of a foodie?
I am. I went to Zahav last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Okay.
It was great.
Nice.
And people keep telling me I need to have this this roast pork broccoli rob sandwich thing.
Yep.
Yeah, broccoli rob's a big thing here.
Yeah. Is it?
It is. It does.
Is it bigger than kale in L.A.? Or?
We were talking about, about kale and my introduction to kale. And I don't know, I'm not well-versed, but I love kale, but there are apparently a couple of different types of kale. And the first type I was introduced to was like eating shrapnel.
Yeah.
And then there's another type of kale that was a lot better, and now that's the kale I'm hooked on.
Kale's delicious. We just put it in everything in L.A.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Your coffee, your smoothie.
It's not delicious, though.
I think it is.
Listen, you put enough dressing on kale. It's just delicious. Covered it in ranch.
Right. Gravel is delicious if you put enough dressing on it. It's terrestrial radio. You can't say the S word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I know. Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Now, you mentioned L.A. How long have you lived in Los Angeles?
10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I read that you were born in the Philippines.
I
lived there till you were a teenager.
Yes. And then when I was 16, I moved to Oregon.
That seems the likely place to go to from the Philippines.
Yeah. I moved to, from Manila, Philippines to Gresham, Oregon, because they wanted to know what regret felt like. yes. And I was... Interesting move.
And then from there to L.A.?
San Francisco, then Los Angeles.
I started
doing comedy in San Francisco, and then I moved to L.A. because I was going to try and make it. And then it was pretty, pretty hard for a few years.
I dated a Filipino girl for several years, and her parents were straight from the Philippines, and they did not care for her dating a white boy.
really?
They were very...
You have a history of that. Preston has a history of the
Jewish
parents.
Jewish girl, her parents didn't want to meet
I don't think that it's because you're white. I just think they didn't like you.
Shut up.
Nobody seems to like you.
It was probably just because you weren't like a doctor or a lawyer. That's probably what it was.
That's part of it.
Like my mom doesn't care that my boyfriend is white because I finally told her, like, well, he went to Harvard. It's like, oh. Good job.
Now, her parents were very, very strict Catholic, and I did not know that about the Philippines, that it's a very...
Very Catholic country.
Yeah.
I went to private Catholic school for like 15 years.
Okay.
You got a good education then.
I did have a great education.
So
scarred for life. great education.
The balance. Scarred for life. Good SAT scores.
It's a trade-off.
Crazy Rich Asians debuted a couple of months ago on, I think, HBO is running it.
Yes.
And so it's on constantly. And I have watched it several times. It's such a great, fun, hilarious movie. And the dynamic, your character is wonderful in it.
Thank
you. Had so much fun with it, it looks like.
It was a lot of fun to do. You know, I fell in love with the book. I fell in love with the character. I had a very specific vision of what I wanted to do for the character. And it was funny, when I auditioned for it, I always had his voice in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I auditioned for it, they were like, great, we love the accent. Let's do one take without the accent, just so they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never rehearsed the character that way before, and it was as if I was speaking English for the first time.
Right.
And I really thought I blew it in the audition.
Had you settled on eight something other than a British accent, or...?
No, it was always going to be British to me because of his upbringing.
Okay. You know,
but that is kind of a prevalent accent. There are a lot of British accents, yes, in that area.
In Singapore?
It's in Singapore. If you're come from a wealthy family, you get sent to boarding school in England.
Right. Okay. And so all that rang true. Did you have to audition directly for the director? Was John Chu?
I just auditioned for the casting director.
Okay.
And I actually didn't hear for weeks, and they actually at one point told me that we're so sorry, but you didn't get it.
Whoa.
They're gonna pass, and I was like, oh, I thought I did well. I guess, you know, that's the business. I'm just gonna haul him back to my apartment. And then they got a call, and they were like, guess what? You're still in the running. Just wait. And I was waiting for like a call back or like a second round of auditions, and then I just they were like, we're booking a ticket to Malaysia, you're flying to Malaysia next week.
Wow.
Yeah, it all happened sort of like within 3 weeks. It was kind of fast.
You and Awkwafina have several scenes together. Yeah. You guys play off each other wonderfully.
She's amazing.
I was curious. Yeah. She was a surprise to me because I wasn't that familiar with
her. She kind of came out of nowhere.
Than her music career.
Yeah, she stole that movie.
Totally.
Just, yeah.
And so there's a sequence where you and her are having the main character, Rachel, go through wardrobe changes.
Yes.
I'm assuming they let you guys just riff, and a lot of those lines are ones you
the
came up
The entire
with.
Scene was improvised, basically.
Okay.
Because we didn't know which of the what gowns were going to get cleared for the makeover scene. So we had a few pictures the night before, and then like some more gowns like the day of. So there were John Chu was so gracious enough to let us play and like do whatever you guys want, and just took hours of film and just let us really have at it. It was really wonderful.
The clown tampon was probably my favorite line of that sequence.
That one gets, gets topped a lot.
That was good.
People are just like, clown tampon.
Yeah.
We had your Jimmy O.
He's great.
He was talking about, because I think we're all drawn to look at an opulent lifestyle and like that. I was on board, figuratively, when they're traveling over in that super incredibly wonderful first class, the section, so on and so forth. But he said, relatively speaking, the budget for the movie was low, and it was done with a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Yes. I mean, that is the magic of Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was done for a relatively small budget, and that's why our production designers, I mean, I was surprised they didn't get nominated for an Oscar, because they really...
It looks lavish.
I mean, they made... You know, the estate, the big mansion where we filmed it, was an old hotel in Malaysia that the Queen of England used to stay at when Malaysia was still a Commonwealth of England.
England, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a run-down, dilapidated property. And
it looked great.
It was amazing. And there were literally, like, the room that we were in was all done up, and the room next to us was all boarded up, and there were, like, feral dogs running around and, like, bats flying through the set.
Wow.
We were like, hold for bats. Hold for bats.
You don't hear that a lot on a movie, hold for bats.
Just like, yeah. You're just going to hold for bats.
What happens to a place like that after the filming is finished?
I don't know, it goes back to being dilapidated.
Yeah. The dogs take over the nice room, too.
Yeah, they're just
the
like,
dogs are filming a movie now.
Yes, they are. That's
I'm a fan of Superstore. I think it's a good show. I think it's really well written. I don't think it gets a lot of the...
We're kind of like an under-the-radar show. It's kind of like, you know, we've been on for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
We have an extremely amazing fan base. It's very loyal. The critics love us. But, it's just like, I'm very thankful to our fans and the critics. They do love us. But it's not like it hasn't, like, been talked about as much as some of the other shows. But.
It's so weird because I remember, like, when Brooklyn Nine-Nine came out, it won, like, the Golden Globe for the first season. And then it's just like... The show is sharp. Like, your show is sharp. It's sharply written. The ensemble's sharp. And then just kind of get, man, you know, and it, for some reason. But the fans love it. It gets supported. The fact that it's renewed is great. But I've always contended that in a large department store or in a mall setting, having worked in them periodically, you know, in the earlier parts of my life, there are tons of dramas and stories and sub-stories. It's like a paint and place in every store. And did you ever work in retail?
I worked in San Francisco. I worked in retail for 8 years, but I worked like super bougie retail.
I worked
in like Neiman Marcus and Christian Dior, selling like, you know, like $10,000 gowns and handbags.
All right. So let me ask you a question about that, because I've walked into some of these bougie retails and I get treated a little bit weird. And I can't help but think to myself, and this is going to sound a little a-hole-ish. Dude, you're working in retail. Like, why are you acting like you drive a Bentley?
This is my biggest pet peeve. Because also, when I work that job, and so when I walk to a store like that and people are really snotty, I'm like, you sell the product.
Yeah.
You can't afford the product.
Yes.
Don't be putting on airs like you're, you know, a freaking, like, Vanderbilt.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so I'm not an a-hole? Am I just
You're
like...
not an a-hole. And also, like, you know, you're in the business of customer service. Just do your freaking job.
Yeah. You'll see that, though. They'll put on some, and some, the places that know how to do it right will take. They don't know, because I'm sure in your life you've encountered people you would never know had the money.
Oh, yeah, and this is actually how I built like some of my best clients when I worked in San Francisco, because somebody would walk in, just dressed like Joe Schmo, and then they would like, I'd like these pair of shoes. I'm like, that's $2,000. They're like, great, send me a new pair every 3 months. and then I look up this person, and they're like, oh, they're the CEO of whatever company.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you had, and that's, I assume that's sort of the goal, is to build up a clientele. Your people who come to see you specifically.
Yes, your regulars. You know, basically, like, you're dealing with, like, you know, I mean, it's like the Crazy Rich Asians.
right.
Or like the society housewives of the town, who have like the ballet and the symphony and the opera to go to. And
did you deal with super wealthy Asian businessmen and women? Yeah.
I had clients who I'd never met in person.
Really?
Yeah. Who I would just work with their personal assistants. I had clients who would shop and be like, I need three of, like, whatever they bought, they need three of each, because they would just they hated packing, and they would just have one sent to each of their homes.
Right.
You know, I mean, I aspire to live like this one day.
Sure.
Yes, of course.
What was the biggest sale you ever? What was the biggest one-time purchase?
One-time person? Yeah. $60,000.
Wow.
For two items.
For two items?
Whoa.
A bag and a bracelet.
Oh, my God.
And do you remember who it was?
Some housewife.
Do you remember what cost more? Was it the bag or the bracelet?
It was the bag.
Oh, my God.
It was a crocodile bag.
Still alive?
Did it come with a crocodile?
Yeah. they just put a handle.
Now you're going to have to be really careful when you walk out the store. Feed it every 3 hours. You know, he get a little grumpy. So just good luck, ma'am. Good luck.
It's funny when you look into the Neiman Marcus, the calendar, I mean the catalog. For a while, I think it was Neiman Marcus, used to sell like Arabian horses.
Yeah, they have this really lavish Christmas catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you would be able to buy like tree houses or something. It's just really... It is amazing. You sort of encounter people who shop at those stores like they're shopping at Target.
Yeah.
And people walk in, I'm like, you just spent what I make an entire year on one single item.
Yeah.
So is your bag very expensive that you're wearing today?
I mean, it's not from Target. Listen, I have worked very hard. Yes. I have struggled for very long, and I am going to enjoy the fruits of my labor.
I think it's a cool. I complimented you on it, because I think I hate carrying stuff in my pockets. You know, and as it starts to get, we were talking about this the other day.
I'm all about a purse.
Yeah.
I don't even call it a merce. I don't care what a man purse is. It's a purse. It's a bag. Yeah. Bags have no gender, people. So just, I don't like carrying stuff in my pocket. So I just,
Dude, listen, my best friend all the time would have me carry his stuff in, like I was his boyfriend.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, and he would go, I don't like, it makes me, like, my pants feel all bulky. I was like, and you're going to make my pants feel all bulky, dude.
Is that Jeff?
But if you have cargo shorts, I mean, it's like a lot of my straight fans wear cargo shorts, and I'm like, well, you got space in your pocket. Yeah. These are slim jeans. It won't work.
No,
that's why we wear cargo pants. So you've had some success, Nico. So what was your first big purchase after like a decent paycheck?
I bought this watch. Actually, I bought this watch last year, and I mean, I bought like other stuff,
yeah.
But this watch was particularly special to me because it's a watch that I saw at Neiman Marcus when I worked there 16 years ago.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I told myself, I fell in love with the watch, and I told myself, it's like, I am never going to be able to afford this, no matter how hard I work in my life. It's too much. And then last year for my birthday, or the year before, when I turned 39, I didn't have a party or anything, and then I was just walking by the store and was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I deserve it. And I walked in and I was like, I bought it. And every time I look at it, I just remember like the years where I literally only had ramen to eat for like 3 months, you know, of my life and couldn't afford my rent and like just all the blood, sweat, and tears that it took for me to get to the place where I am. So
that's awesome.
I don't regret it one bit.
Right.
Good for you.
So you came on my radar recently with, you know, Crazy Rich Asians, but obviously you've been doing stand-up. How long has that been in your life?
I've been doing stand-up for a while, at least like 13, 14 years now.
Okay.
A lot of people actually only know me as an actor. It's kind of weird that when I moved to L.A., I only intended to do stand-up. And then for whatever reason, it had pivoted to acting, and I booked more acting roles. So I had to put stand-up in the back burner. But a lot of people sort of know me more as an actor, but they don't realize whenever I'm in a club, they're like, oh, my God, you're, like, really funny, and I didn't know you did stand-up. I'm like, I've been doing this forever.
Right. A lot of people that we get who come through who are comedians and actors, you know, and do both, when we ask what is the preference, if they're going to pick a preference, it's the stand-up because it's the most immediate and it's you communing with the audience. And is that the same with that hold true for you as well?
Well, I mean, it's apples and oranges.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you exercise a different creative muscle when you're doing comedy acting on television.
Right.
There's nothing like stand-up. It is like the rush that you get when you're really killing on stage. It is amazing. But also the feeling of like when you bomb is the worst feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I started doing acting on a comedy series, yeah, it was just like a different muscle. And
yeah,
it's improvisation and a different type of comedy. So it's I don't know. I would love, you know, in the best of both worlds, I would love to do
both. Maintain.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I've never been on an audition, but when you're in an audition, are you allowed to do improv? Are you strictly have to stick to the lines?
It depends on the project.
What about Crazy Rich Asians?
Crazy Rich Asians, we were allowed to do whatever we wanted. Even at the audition, I kind of like added some stuff. My audition for Superstore was the same thing. I kind of added some stuff, and we are allowed to improvise in Superstore as well. But I've been on auditions where they're like, I would begin to improvise an audition, and they would stop me. They're like, stop. Stick to the script. Don't put nothing funny or whatever. I'm like,
huh.
All right. I mean, this is what you bought me here for, but I guess if you wanted to be boring.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I did not book that job.
Sure, we'll do it the boring way.
Yeah.
If you're just jumping in, it's Nico Santos who's joining us. Going to be at Punchline Philly tonight and Saturday. I've had a couple people, somebody was telling me over the weekend, like, I love that movie, Crazy Rich Asians. I hope they do a sequel. And I was like, I don't think you really need to. I'm sure you would love it because it's another great paycheck.
Yes.
But I'm like, you know what? The story, it wrapped up nicely. Yeah. Yes, we hope that everybody gets along after mm-hmm. this and they live happily ever after. But what would your thoughts be?
Well, I mean,
on a sequel? And is there rumblings of that?
There are sequels.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, there are three books to the series.
Okay, I wasn't aware.
So,
okay.
The movie's based on a trilogy. So, I mean, there are plans for sequels.
Well,
for
good for you.
Yeah, if there's more than one book, they have to.
Yes.
I like that. Listen, it struck at the right time. You had the full cast, which was tremendous. A lot of, who do we have in here was talking about it as well. I forget, but basically saying it just a lot of work for actors who otherwise would be overlooked for roles, and then you have to work with like Michelle Yeoh, you know,
oh my God,
who's a legend.
That was to me was like what I was freaking out about.
I mean,
she's also like the nicest, most gracious person.
Is she?
She's incredible. She was like, and she also just carried herself so elegantly. She was like a royal.
Oh. She's like her, but I mean that
I'm watching her through years and years and years of Hong Kong movies and action movies,
yeah.
and where she's just a mega badass. But she was such a perfect choice for that role.
She really, it was really nice to see her in this role because, like you said, you know, I've just seen her in roles where she just kicked butt
yeah.
all the time. And to see her in sort of like a more subdued, restrained role was really wonderful.
Nice. So is there any, so John Chu, I know, I think he's working on a whole bunch of different projects right now, so that it's not likely, but do you think the second one will
we're slated to shoot it late 2020.
Nice. Excellent.
So that is what I've heard through the trade papers.
All right. Okay. Check the trades.
Check the trades.
Eat your kale. Check the trades.
That's what we're talking to town.
Well, listen, like I said, Nico is playing tonight at Punchline. It's his first time in Philadelphia. Please make him welcome. Go out and see the show. Have a great time. 7:30 and 9:45 each night, and you can get the tickets at punchlinephilly.com. Great to meet you, Nico.
Nice to meet you all.
Continued success. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Nico Santos, guys. Yeah! Taking a break. We'll be right back. Our buddy Robert Irvine is going to be here, and I think we might throw Mr. Jose Garces on the mic with him as well. Stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
We are amongst culinary royalty in our studio this morning. First of all, the Burger Brawl gang are here today. And thank you to Rob Wasserman, by the way, owner of Rouge on Rittenhouse Square. Woo-hoo! And the founder of the Philadelphia Burger Brawl for partnering with us. He is here. And, of course, we have Hip City Veg, which brought in some phenomenal burgers. And a gentleman we're welcoming to the microphone, an old friend of ours, and owner of Village Whiskey, owner of Garces Group, Jose Garces. Yeah! Is here with us. Good to see you, Jose.
Great to be here.
And wonderful to have a friend sitting right next to you. He's in to promote the headlining the fight on McKenna's Foundation's first annual Bite for the Fight Food Festival. That's a lot to say.
A lot of Fs.
But we'll explain it all. It's Robert Irvine.
Yeah.
What's up, Irvine?
How you
What's
doing?
Up? Nice to see you, buddy.
Kathy, can I follow you around all day? When you do the traffic, it's so sexy.
To turn you on? Yeah, really?
Yeah, she
can record some for you. She has a 900 line you can call.
Yeah. Give me your number. I'll leave you voicemails.
I lose a lot of money that way.
Hey, so how long have you guys been acquaintances, known each other?
Oh.
Long time?
Since he was about 2 years old.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe 15 years?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Long time.
Jose, you were Robert's original trainer in the gym, correct?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, he used to pass me the weight. The 2 pound weight.
Yeah. What is the quote unquote celebrity chef community like? I mean, does everybody kind of know each other, even though you may not have met? You know who people are.
I mean, I think you know Robert and I have gone. We go way back to. Some projects in Atlantic City where we first met quite a bit ago. But I think what's great about the chef community, and let's call it the celebrity chef community, you see each other and it's like... You pick right up? You pick right up, yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw Robert, he was like, this guy is just so warm and... Dude, you look good. You look
strong, so, you know, it's a sexual thing.
It's
you know,
sexual. It's totally that. Sexual. We understand it.
It's a frustration on his part, but he's getting there.
Jose, it's all we can do from banging him.
Once, you can't go back, right? I
mean, you got to make sure you liked it. I would say this also with you guys is that all of you guys are very charitable. And it's not in the community... All you guys are all involved in multiple charities and outreaches and making sure that people who don't have get. And it's a cool thing to see. And we see that a lot in this city, a lot in Philadelphia. There are people in different, you know, like the coaches and stuff. They reach across different, you know, sports or whatever. They all work together to do positive things. And that's got to make you all feel good that on that level alone, you guys are achieving a lot.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, chefs are very philanthropic,
for sure.
You know, they drink hard, they play hard, and they want to make sure that people less fortunate are taken care of. You know, you only go look at Jose out in the Bahamas right now doing great stuff. So, yeah, we band together for natural disasters. We band together for cities, towns, you name it. It's pretty cool to help each other.
I think, as chefs, giving back is just feels natural. We're always feeding and hospitality is in our blood. So just seems like a natural piece. But just to, you know, speak on Jose Andreas' work in World Central Kitchen. He's in the Bahamas, you know, working on, you know, Hurricane Dorian relief. And it's just, I've been so inspired watching him do his thing. I would love to. I was thinking about going to the Bahamas myself. I just
don't think it. Get on a plane.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's pretty awesome work.
Yeah, he's got a great bunch of guys. Not only there, I mean, Haiti, everywhere there's a disaster, you'll find World Central Kitchen. Jose's somewhere doing something. We do on the military side. He does it on the civilian side. And it's just great when you see a group of people that have a common goal, and that's simply to help people.
Yeah, yeah. And what bonds you two together as well is, I know you were seduced by Robert's love of crock pots.
we had Robert judge a crock pot competition we had here in the studio one time.
I am a crock pot master, by the way. And by the way, I'm going to be at What a Crock at Boost Corner tonight.
Really?
From 4 to 6
there
p.m.
There you go.
Robert,
so
what are you doing? Yeah.
Come on.
Please come and hang out with me.
You should come out.
Eagles. You come and cook a crock pot for the Eagles on their, you know, their pregame. Yeah, see how far you get with that.
I got a crock pot.
Well, let's mention the event that you're promoting, Robert, which is the Bite for the Fight. And this is wonderful because it helps kids and families fighting pediatric cancer. I saw a story the other day of this little girl who was diagnosed with cancer, and it's terminal cancer. And
it's heart-wrenching.
It's hard to use that word, terminal cancer. But, oh, my God, yeah, like 5 years old, and it's like, you can't, I mean, it's just so unfair. It's unbelievable. But there are kids that do have a fighting chance at it, and this is going to help out with that. How did you get involved with this?
It's funny. Her dad works with Comcast. I met her dad probably 5 or 6 years ago, and he was on the top floor of the Comcast building. And his daughter's little girl, no hair, you know, tubes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the glass window on purpose. just so she would laugh.
Get her a laugh,
and
yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
And she got clear for many years. 3 years she was clear. And then it came back and with a vengeance. It was terrible. And her dad, Rich Massey, and mom doing a great job taking her legacy and continue to help folks that kind of help themselves. And that's going to be tomorrow, which is pretty cool.
Oh, we're blessed to live in a city where we have a CHOP and so many great medical facilities, and you know, providing all this stuff. Our doctor Mike Sirigliano always says, we're right on the cusp. We're right on that next huge jump forward. We're kind of living in the best of times for a lot of the treatment, so it's right there. Yeah. So every effort that's made is really helping to get towards that goal.
Well, and I've done a lot of work with LLS. My nephew has leukemia, and one of the great things, Steve, to that point, is that when you attend events like Bite for the Fight, when you benefit these charities, that money goes right into research.
Yep.
And it makes immediate impact for kids who are dying of cancer. And these treatments are so effective that they are saving lives for kids that would have died 10 years ago. And this is immediate need and immediate help. And it gets right out there into hospitals, into places like CHOP. And so, Robert, you know, I'm sure you can speak to what McKenna's going through, but this doesn't just help her, obviously. It helps a lot of kids that are dealing with this terrible disease and their families.
It's just the families have to deal with it and the bills that come up. And obviously, McKenna passed a while ago, a couple of years ago. Mm. Suddenly, I went into hospital one day and was messing around. Next day, it's gone.
Sure. Yeah.
That's devastating for any family. I have kids, obviously. And what McKenna's dad, Rich, is doing, and his mom is you know, paying it forward, raising money so we can help those families that they can't help themselves.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And you see what the community does for one another. Yeah. You know, and it is awful and it's heart-wrenching, but when you – this silver lining of families helping one another, it's a real testament to the city.
And you
know
what?
She's probably the biggest Eagles fan in the world. I mean, the Eagles did a great job with her, obviously, and we're going to do it up. Lots of chefs there tomorrow, lots of fun stuff, so –
and that's it. And all of these things. I ended up, you know, when I had my prostate cancer in 2014 and had the operation, I'm doing great. But started, you know, a lot of these charities, I'm Mr. Prostate Boy now, and do a lot of these charities. And these events are always up and they're always good and they're always positive. So, and this is your event, Robert, is going to be the same. And it's a great way to get a lot of really good stuff, make a difference. So what can we expect at the event?
Lots of food, Davio's, Robert Ryan Catering, American Pub, Liberty Union, Stable 12, Fry's Catering, Harry Savoy Grill, Octopus Garden. Mm. I mean, there's 20-plus chefs there.
Wow.
If you can't get a good plate of food, you should beat Justin Leonard up or something. just because he's there. Stella Artois Brewery, My Boardroom will be there. Maniac Brewery, Stable 12 Brewery, Twin Valley Coffee. I mean, there's just a lot of people.
Yeah.
Everybody sees, just like Nick said, everybody sees the need for this. Make it lighthearted, have some food, you know, make some money and help some folks.
I mean, you never get an option to get, you know, it's like you can't walk into any place that has a buffet from all these places, and you go and you're going to get this.
And we will tell you what to eat, and you will eat it, and you will love it. And you drop $200.
Tickets available at biteforthefight.com, and if you want to make donations, you can also do fightonmckenna.org if for some reason you can't make it. But it's from noon to 4 tomorrow in Phoenixville, which should be cool, and the weather's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be a beautiful day, so get out there.
Hey, I want to ask you about something I think that you were supposed to film, but it looks like it might be canceled. The Restaurant Impossible with the Michael's Restaurant out in Bucks County.
Yeah,
is
we
that
were.
Canceled?
It's moved up to something New York, New Jersey somewhere. Yeah, something went wrong. Listen, I just show up where they tell me. Get in the car and go over there. Yeah, I'm filming on Tuesday somewhere, right? Just say yes. Where? All right.
Okay, but it's not Michael's.
It's not Michael's.
Because we grew up going there, you know, a bunch of my friends. So when we saw that this, it went on the text chains and everyone was like, we want to go. We want to see the filming.
Oh, that would have been easy. We're not doing it now.
And now you're not doing it.
Apparently, we're doing some other place.
So you're deeply invested.
Listen. This is the end of, this week's the end of season 15.
Unbelievable.
We're already halfway through season 16.
Wow. So, your next series should be called F This Place.
Yeah. I think Gordon's got the rap on it. The F word.
Wow. So you just on top of running restaurants and all that, you have the TV show. You have your charitable organizations. Who handles you? Is it your wife?
She's in Vegas right now, gambling somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she wishes she could handle me.
So your wife handles you a lot.
There's no way you can do all this stuff yourself.
Well, we have a lot of people, for sure. Obviously, Justin runs main day-to-day, but we have a lot of the food company, the protein bar company. We have a lot of people.
Wow.
But I just came back from Fleet Week Sunday with all the sailors out in L.A. That was hilarious. All these sailors think they can cook, and the Marines can cook. And then the coasties come in and take it, and you know it's funny.
Really, yep.
Canadians think they can cook and they can't really. But I tell my wife that, and she's like, "Yeah, we can."
Well, throughout your military experience and all of the bases, and what base that you've been to, or what branch, or what Navy, Army, Air Force, who routinely delivers the best chefs, the best culinary experience?
It's got to be, I would say, the Air Force for food, but the Army coming out strong behind it. There's a big change in feeding in the military right now, obviously for resiliency for the families and for the men and women. But I got a chance to go to Dover Downs Air Base last week, and I watched the movie Taking Chance.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
Oh, that is an amazing movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's about returning a warrior from the battlefield. Yeah. But what an amazing job that they do there. Bringing home a fallen hero with a dignity and respect. And I thought, I'd watch this movie the day before. I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning crying my eyes.
Yeah.
And I end up there at 9, I'm like...
Yeah, it turns into a blubbering mess.
Preston, Kevin's job is to let the families know when people have passed, military returning vets. And so he'll greet the families, and often in Philadelphia Airport. But it's based on a true story, and then escort the remains or escort the coffin down to Dover.
Dignified transfers to their final resting place.
But it's a great movie, and it surfaces on HBO from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then
Taking Chance.
I will put that on the list for sure.
Good shout out to them folks down there.
What would you guys say for people who want to get into your business? Not necessarily the restaurant business, but the chef business. Are there, I know some people have gone to CIA, and that's obviously a huge school. Is that the recommended course of action if you want to be a chef?
I mean, I think that's a good start, but really finding your passion in the industry in whatever shape or form it is, whether it's restaurants, catering, all different. There's so many different avenues of hospitality, but figuring out what it is.
Did you know immediately what you wanted to do?
No, I actually didn't even know.
He still doesn't.
I had a talent. I went to cooking school and discovered that I could, make things taste good and really have fun with ingredients. Mm. And didn't have that growing up. I just knew I liked to eat more than anything else.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing nowadays, our old school way of thinking is not the way millennials want it and want it now, and they want to be famous. They don't want to work. And the trouble is, when you go into this field, you've got to work for somebody that's not going to pay you, that's going to work you hard, and when you're either going to stay 6 months or you're not.
Right.
And if you don't, you know, it's not for you. It's not like you're getting a paycheck. And this is the worst job in the world, guys. It's not the easiest job. And I want to dissuade all those people.
Yeah.
Because they think they're going to get a TV show. They think they're going to work 9 to 5. And it doesn't work like that.
No.
It does not work like
that. You got to put your dues in. You know, I think I worked on the line. I worked, worked abroad, but just for about 10 years before I even had, you know, had the good fortune to get a break on TV. So it's tough work.
You've got to legitimately love it.
You got to be passionate. And that's about cooking in general. You know, you have to be passionate about it. If you want something to taste good, you got to love it. You got to love being there, love doing it.
I've worked in a few kitchens and, you know, just regular standard family restaurants and stuff like that. But there was always the dynamic between kitchen and wait staff, and boom. You know, I mean, there was always a little bit of tension there. Does that exist in the higher end restaurants as well? Is there definitely a difference between kitchen and wait staff?
Well, I think that, you know, traditionally in our industry, the wait staff always made more money than the cooks.
Yeah.
So that right away starts, you know, hey, you know, we're busting our butts back here. You guys are making all the money.
Right.
So I think that, you know, it's evening out now. Obviously, there's a lot of things moving forward with, you know, labor rates and
right.
getting things more on equal ground.
Have you guys ever seen a fist fight in the kitchen before?
We haven't started any.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert, how many throwdowns?
I was in the Navy.
Hey, man, there's a sushi place my wife and I like to go to. I'm not going to name what it is, but it was a couple of years ago. Some dude stabbed another guy in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
They got sharp knives in
They've
the sushi.
They've all got knives. Yeah.
So it can happen.
Pulling guns on lines.
You've seen pulling guns? Wow. Okay.
Well, that's gun night, though. You got to be
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Well, it's not just knives. I mean, I almost got clubbed over the head with a bottle of wine. You also have hot frying pans and crock pots and all that sort of stuff.
Crock pots. Yeah. They fly together.
Crock pot will knock heavy. You on your ass.
Yep.
You
yeah. Things are heavy.
You can use them like Hulk hands.
A lot of blunt instruments in the kitchen.
There's a lot of blunt in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It can get physical, folks. Yeah. But what else is in your world, Robert? You travel so much. You do a lot. Anything else you want to hit?
We got Allentown opening up in a week or so.
Yeah, tell us about that restaurant.
Yeah, Justin, you got to tell him about that restaurant.
Justin, come here.
We need to prep him next time before he comes in here.
We've got so much going on right now. We're about to launch a new line of protein bars. Then a new line of energy bars, and we've got a building going up in San Diego that's for the Navy, 750,000 square feet, that opens in November.
What is
that?
We got
this next week. We got a big restaurant we have in the Pentagon. We're doing the same on the West Coast and the Navy building, which is huge. So
750,000 square feet, is that what you said? That's gigantic.
It's a big building.
When are you going to be a billionaire? How close to being a billionaire?
Oh, geez, I passed that long. And I spent it, too.
Yeah, he's working on the trillion now.
People think, this is what always makes me laugh. I think you're like George Clooney on TV,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When you're making $2,000 an episode for Food Network.
Yeah.
$20 million a show.
All right, so what's the story on Allentown?
Yeah, we're opening up right across from the PPL Center in downtown Allentown. They're actually building an awesome food hall up there, City Center Allentown. And so we're taking our restaurant that's in the Pentagon, which is Robert Irvine's Fresh Kitchen, and we're turning it into a more quick service restaurant. So we'll serve, you know, acai bowls and, you know, all sorts of toasts and stuff in the morning, eggs.
So you're opening up another Pentagon in Allentown?
They're
so popular.
Yeah. They should be safe in Allentown now.
No, what's the name of the restaurant in Allentown?
So Robert Irvine's Fresh Kitchen.
Fresh Kitchen,
the downtown food hall right across from the PPL Center.
Wow. Nice.
And next time we'll just have you on.
This is what he said to me. I'll send you pictures of the new restaurant. I'm like, well, I just paid for it.
What you need to do is check into deepfake technology, and you just put Robert's face on your head and just talk.
Oh, he does it all the time. Yeah. Bloody doesn't fit, though.
You guys didn't see Muscle and Fitness last year?
You think that was you?
Wow.
It's funny. You're 5'8", and I'm 5'11". The body doesn't fit you.
Photoshop's wonderful.
Sure, absolutely. You can do it all these days. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you saw Avatar. Those things don't exist.
Don't they?
Jose, what do you got in the works right now?
So, we just opened a restaurant in New Hope called Stella by Jose Garces, which I'm really digging. It's on the water. It's a new American fare. And, just digging into the food. We've got, obviously, we're promoting Burger Brawl, Philly Burger Brawl. That's exciting. We've participated 3 years. We've won twice with our Frenchie. It's a
this is from Village Whiskey.
From Village Whiskey, yeah.
I've had it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's on the Frenchie?
The Frenchie has Cabernet onions, truffle aioli, some Comté cheese, and yeah, it's just, you know, delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And what are you entering in this year's Burger Brawl? Or can you say yet? Or
it's a surprise.
Okay.
We'll let it. Let it just speak for itself.
It's going to be awesome. And the location, as I said before, the parade ground at the Navy Yard is just perfect for this. And, yeah, so and right, tickets are still available.
So
yeah.
Your weekend's all taken care of. The next two weekends are taken care of. You got,
so shut up.
You got Robert Irvine tomorrow with the Bite for the Fight Food Festival. That's in Phoenixville, noon to 4 at the Kemberton Fairgrounds. Weather looks great so far, so that's awesome. You can get tickets at Bite for the Fight. .com. And then Jose is going to be a part of the Burger Brawl, which is next weekend. That's on Sunday, and that'll be at the Navy Yard. And that's like 60-some-odd restaurants, or maybe more than that by now. I don't know, but all the burgers are...
A ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Just a gluttonous, wonderful event.
Yeah. A lot of good food stuff going on, so it is all good. And we'll have all our information put on PrestonandSteve.com for those who may need all that info to get to, which is cool. And Restaurant Impossible, the finale is... I guess it's this Saturday night, Robert?
This Saturday, yeah.
Wow. So this is the moment you beat up the guy, right?
This is retro diner. This is a good one.
All right, cool.
Close on. Yeah.
All right. Man. Well, cool. Great to see you. Tell Gail we said hi.
I will.
And we'll see you again soon because you're always popping by Philly. I love it, man.
Well, listen, it's like a second home to me. You get tea. Really well.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't get a burger this morning. Thanks.
Are they gone?
Are they all gone? It's a surprise, but we're not letting you have one.
All right. That's all good. All right. Robert Irvine, Jose Garces. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll take a break and be right back. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR proudly supports the inaugural Market Street Run for Blue, presented by Wawa, Sunday, October 27th. The event benefits the Philadelphia Police Foundation with a run through historic Old City to 30th Street Station and back for a post-run festival at Penn's Landing featuring food and beverages courtesy of Wawa, awards for top finishers in multiple age groups, and fun for the whole family. Click events at WMMR.com for all the details and to get signed up. Sunday, October 27th. It's the Market Street Run for Blue, presented by Wawa. 93.3 WMMR is putting Philly first.
So we're earlier than usual as far as getting to our bizarre file and so on. Yes.
Would you mind if I plug something then? Because I'm doing First Friday tonight in Phoenixville, and we just had Robert Irvine in. And Phoenixville is an awesome town. He has the event there tomorrow, but my event is tonight from 6 to 8. It's on the corner of Bridge and Main. We do this every Friday. That is the first Friday of the month, and this is the second to last one, the penultimate first Friday for 2019. Mm. But it's such a great time, and Mayor Pete from Phoenixville will be there. He goes around and hugs everybody. He's a great dude, and so I want to give him a plug. But if you get a chance, swing by and say hi.
So weather-wise, it's supposed to be...
I think it'll be all right.
It should be okay.
Yeah. Tonight, they're not saying... like showers outright or anything like that, but there might be a passing shower. So,
but all the rest, all the restaurants and bars open up their doors, and there was something else I was going to say, but I forget it.
I think you were going to recommend people come to see me at What a Crock at Boost Corner, buy some stuff, and then bring it to you because my event's over at 6.
Crockpot outlets will be available.
You can race over from Boost Corner to see Nick.
Perfect.
Yeah,
there's your Friday.
All right, done deal.
And then when you're done at you can go home and watch 2020.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I want to put a reminder in.
That's right. That is tonight. So it
reminder, 2020.
It was, where did that happen?
Radnor, Villanova area.
All right. It was a woman who killed her ex-husband's
mistress.
Mistress.
Was it the ex-husband?
No.
Husband.
Husband's mistress. I don't know. I just remember how weird it was.
Yeah, tune in tonight.
All right, so I'll tune in
tonight. That's when they found out it was a gorilla.
Which, by the way, we have a gorilla head in the studio.
Yeah, I'm shooting a video a little bit later on for Metro by T-Mobile because they're recommending that you recycle recycle your phones because there are, you know, gorilla habitats are actually being affected because of this. One material.
That's true.
That they use in cell phones.
Yeah, you know what else they're being affected by? The like bear heads that we have in the office.
Oh, shut up.
We got to get rid of that.
Oh, my God.
Recycle your bear heads.
Recycle your bear heads.
Mm-hmm. Now you know it'll stay there forever. The building will
be
reduced to dust.
It's going to stay there forever anyway.
Yep.
Well, listen, since we have a couple extra minutes, I did have a couple stories that are going to go away if I don't touch on them real quick. So why don't I go ahead and pass a couple of these things.
It's time for the go-awayer.
The go-awayer.
I don't have music.
I created another character this morning. No,
did you?
You don't know about this one. But I don't know if we should do it right now. I mean, we could.
We got a couple of minutes.
What was the band name we came up with earlier? The
Flaccid A-holes.
Is it the Flaccid A-holes?
No, it's not the Flaccid A-holes. No, it was either, I have two different names. It was either the counselor or the therapist. Relationship things.
Counselor reminds me of like a lawyer term.
I was thinking that too.
But the counselist.
I thought of counsel, you know, counsel sessions.
The therapist.
Counseling like session. Marriage counseling.
Yeah.
That's too much like the rapist.
I know. It's the word is spelled the rapist, by the way.
It's time for the therapist.
The therapist. Okay. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of 1 hour, you'll be charged $300. The therapist.
These are all relationship things, Steve. And the main reason that I brought this one up is because the title of the article. Signs that show your new boo may not be over their ex.
Signs that your new boo,
you've
now moved on to a new boo, might not be over your ex.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's actually clinical therapist jargon.
Yeah. How's your boo?
How's your boo?
Mm-hmm.
I texted Kathy or Kathy's husband this morning, you my boo, because we're on good terms.
But, you my boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
My therapist works at Dish Nation.
If your new honey just broke up with their ex, they may be hesitant when it comes to taking a leap forward, and you should be too.
This is the boo?
CEO and founder of heartbreak recovery app, Mend El Huerta. The app is Mend. Her name is El Huerta.
My name is Mend El Huerta.
Mendel Horta.
My name is Mendel Horta.
Told Elite Daily that the time it takes to heal from a past relationship varies, but any amount of time off is also helpful.
What was the longest amount of time it took for you to get over a breakup?
Ooh, I fell hard a couple times.
Yeah.
Good question. There was one where it went away and then it came back for a little bit. And then it was like, no, this wasn't supposed to happen. And then it went away for good.
I had one of those.
But it did go away for a fairly long time, maybe 6 or 8 months.
It just can't go on like this.
And then it came back around and then it flared up. For a little while, and then it was like,
and
no.
Then you wrote, "Stop dragging my heart around."
No, then she then she went away to college.
Well, that's cool.
I didn't want to brag, but I wrote that song.
What's that Jack Nicholson line? The best way to get over one woman is to get under another.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess so. But anyhow, so yeah, I had that happen. So, but unfairly, so I didn't get over my boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was dating another.
You were boo retentive.
And I was dating another girl, and it was obvious that
you had
that I wasn't over her.
You had a boo boo,
and that wasn't fair to that girl.
But that happens all the time.
I know, but she knew it. She could tell you're not over her. You know what I mean? And that's not right.
Fact that you kept saying, "Why aren't you her?"
Can you do this?
Can you be more like?
Can you
her?
Wear this wig?
Yeah.
And walk like this. That's the way she used to walk. But I'm over her.
Listen, you want to be in this relationship, right?
Be her.
Here's what you have to do.
I'm going
to
tape this picture on your face. Are you sure you're not you're over her?
Yes, 100%.
What makes you say that?
It says it is helpful.
I'm going to drop you off at her house.
This isn't where I live.
Walk home from here.
Yeah, just act like you do.
Yeah.
You got to walk up to the door and drive away.
Now you like spaghetti.
It's helpful to have time off after a breakup to redefine a sense of self outside of a relationship, and that time frame varies for everyone. There's no magic formula for knowing when someone is fully ready, but there are ways to tell when somebody's not ready. For example, if they're still mending from the hurt, you might feel like you are walking on a landmine.
Oh my God.
I know. If someone recently ended a relationship, the person might be constantly reminded of good times together or bad. Sex intimacy coach Irene
Pfefferhofer.
Oh, it's run together.
Okay.
It's fair.
Mendel.
It's Irene Fair, and then it says previously, but there's no gap between fair and previously.
Right,
so her name is Irene Fair previously.
This is amazing.
Told Elite Daily, it might feel like everything is a trigger to some memory. They might bring it up, or you might feel them drifting away and getting lost in the memory.
But there is hope for getting over a relationship.
Hi, I'm O.J. Simpson.
Also, pay attention to how they discuss their ex. Are there still lingering feelings or resentment about the bond ending? If they talk about their ex often, bring up their ex in conversation or get emotional.
Well, these are obvious signs.
I know. About their ex, they might still be attached to their ex.
This is as obvious as you might be a redneck if.
Yeah, exactly. So it also says take a look around the space.
See if she's there in the room with you.
If they still have old photos up.
Yeah.
Or hold on to little gifts that they got from them, you may want to pump the brakes and give them some space to move through their emotions.
That, to me, would be, I don't care. That would be, no, I wouldn't work through that. Let me work with you while you get over that past person. No, that's crap.
Here, somebody has a good name for it. A reboot.
A reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of a rebound.
Instead of a rebound, mm-hmm. You got your reboot. I love it. Reboot.
Boo. Wait, where did Boo come from again?
I don't know. Hey, Stupid. Boo.
I know the Casper used to say it.
Let's see. Here's another story that has to do with relationships.
More time with the therapist.
Yes.
Your hour is almost up.
By the way, somebody says this bizarre file sucks. So Facebook is launching a new dating app.
I saw this.
Really? Yeah,
this
in the U.S. They've done it before.
Yeah.
But not in the United States.
There have been apps that have used Facebook, like Hinge, for example, is an app that you, it connects you to Facebook friends of your Facebook friends.
Well, the new dating service is called All Over My Face.
Oh, yeah. My okay. God.
That's a graphic.
That's a great name.
All Over My Face.
I don't think it's great.
Oh, man.
When you're really in love, it's all over your face. Facebook's new dating app. Oh, my God. You should have warned me.
All over my face.
Kathy, what were you over?
Yeah, what were you going to say, Kathy?
Hold on. I'm texting to get permission. I'll tell you the story.
Okay. All right. Good. I love stories that need permission. Only if they're allowed to hear them. So the social media giant announced the news yesterday and said that it combines dater profiles with an algorithm dedicated to matchmaking.
Oh, those algorithms.
Yeah. It will also integrate the app with Instagram.
No, it's not. That's the guy's name.
Yeah, algorithm.
Algorithms.
You know men, don't you?
Dr. Gorithm?
Yeah.
Dr. Gorithm?
Yeah.
Dr. Algorithm. Calling Dr. Rhythm, Dr. Algorithm. No, it doesn't work.
No.
Algorithm? Algorithm.
No, you were doing Mr. Bobolina, Mr. Bob Dovalina.
Mr. Bob Dovalina. Dr. Bob Dovalina. So users will be able to link Facebook and Instagram profiles to dating. I guess that's what it's just called. Yeah, Facebook dating by the end of the year.
Over my Facebook.
The app has been tested out in 19 other countries, so I guess they've worked it out.
Do you think people are suspect of Facebook? Facebook has taken a number of hits recently because of sharing data, because of other things that they've had. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I don't.
It doesn't affect me, so I don't really spend time thinking about it, and I don't know, Steve.
I hear stories constantly, and I'm seeing people, you know, on other social media talk about how they have issues with Facebook.
Well, and you've used the filters, but people are so tired of politics on Facebook that's another reason to drive people away.
But in general, do you think people react to what they perceive as a lack of privacy or all of this stuff?
Maybe the lack of privacy, because I got to say, I haven't seen a whole lot of politics on Facebook lately.
Really?
Yeah, and because
people have gotten away from it.
Maybe.
No, are you on Facebook or all over my Facebook?
No, all over my Facebook. I have personally muted people that, you know, that I kept. I'm still friends with them, but they just kept showing up on my timeline. And I'm like, I don't agree with your politics. You're a whiny little bitch. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, so mute. We're still friends, but I just don't need to hear it.
You sounded like a kitty cat.
I did.
Mute. So, okay, so you're still friends, which means if they need to contact you through Facebook.
Yeah.
Or if you want to check out their stuff, you can manually just go over and go to it.
I can go to their page. They don't just show up on my
page. All right. Well, you do have that option, so I'm not really sure. Kathy, did you get permission?
I didn't get permission.
I'll just do it. I give you permission.
No.
Did you get an absolute no?
Or no, I didn't get anything. They haven't responded
Oh,
yet.
I got an idea.
She's taking the kids to school.
Okay.
It's a she, and she has kids. That narrows it down.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Why don't you disguise your voice with Steve's...
Yes, hi. I was wondering if I could talk about this on the air.
No, listen, she's got kids, older kids, so I don't
okay.
I just want to be careful.
I understand. All right,
She's so slutty.
I just wonder if I could tell people what a slut you are.
But listen, I love her. I love her. Yeah, I love my little
so
slut.
So want to hear
Is she married?
No.
Okay.
No, she's allowed to be a slut.
Okay, good. Just as long as she's got permission to be slutting around.
Yeah.
But like now,
her vagina's like a Pez dispenser.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Anybody that Kathy knows that has older kids is everybody's a slut now. Instead of just it being the one person, now it's everybody.
I yelled across. We were just out recently when she was leaving. We were going in opposite directions. I said, "Try not to f anybody on the way home."
Okay.
Did she?
I don't know.
Most of the way home.
She got most of the way there, and then met someone.
Have we ever met her?
No.
Okay.
The guy in the toll booth looked pretty nice.
Yeah. All right. I have one other thing. This is not really relationship oriented, so it's not.
Your hour's almost up with the therapist.
But I just thought this was funny. There's a man in South Carolina who founded one of the nation's biggest conversion therapy ministries.
Oh, I saw this.
Guess what?
He's gay!
Stop it.
Are you kidding?
No.
Hope for Wholeness is the name of the group.
Hope for Wholes.
Hope for Wholeness founder, McRae Game. Wow, really? McRae Game.
Now, men isn't sounding like such a stupid name.
Came out of the closet this summer, nearly 2 years after he was fired from the faith-based conversion therapy program. He's now trying to come to terms with the harm he inflicted when he was advocating for religious efforts to change a person's sexuality. He came out and said conversion therapy is not just a lie, but it's very harmful. Because it's false advertising. He's 51 years old, also trying to find his place in a community that he's assailed for the last for at least 20 years. Game is one of several former movement leaders who have left the pulpits of heterosexuality, come out as LGBTQ, and condemned conversion therapy as a dangerous and misleading practice. So makes you wonder who else might still be closeted. And for some, I don't understand why. Maybe you just deny yourself so much that... I don't know.
This has happened a lot with these. Yeah. And then listen, whatever you believe. There seems to be so many of these people that have been.
Yeah.
And the most strident come out as gay eventually.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so strange.
It's a real shame. I mean, it's a real shame that they're.
That conflicted?
Well, they can cause harm. They can cause other people to harm themselves, to have no self-worth because they're being denied who they really are. And that's where the harm is. That's where the danger is.
No, I agree. Did you see the movie, Is It Boy Erased?
I did not.
Not yet.
It's pretty heavy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. But it's good. And Russell Crowe's in it. He's really good in the movie. And so is Nicole Kidman. She's great in it. It's worth checking out. All right. Anyhow, just thought that was very, very interesting and not quite bizarre file material.
No, it's the therapist.
Correct. Yeah. So we'll revisit again sometime.
We'll get a couch in here for the next time you do it. Yeah.
I like the therapist.
And by the way, your bill will be in the mail. So it'll be
no, no. You got to swipe the card before you leave.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Let's do the B file. Here we go.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, this morning, the Bizarre File is brought to you by New Jersey Transit. Be aware of your surroundings when riding New Jersey Transit trains and buses. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
What is that?
Let's go with this one. Maybe I'm sure you saw this, Steve. A Florida man decided to park his car in his kitchen in order to protect it from Hurricane Dorian.
I did see this.
It's a smart car.
Yes.
So it's one of those tiny cars.
Okay.
But Patrick Eldridge revealed that in addition to Protectus to... Oh, Jesus.
Protectus is the god of cars.
No, it's to protect his car.
I am Protectus.
These typos are going to freaking kill me. To protect...
shall protect your smart car, for I am Protectus. Fear not the hurricane.
To protect his car from blowing away, he wanted to prove to his wife...
That he was an idiot.
That...
Hail Protectus, Protectus of light. Protectus, protect my car tonight.
I am Protectus.
I like that little prayer.
Did you like that? I just made that up.
I liked that a lot.
I couldn't remember it if I tried.
So anyhow, he wanted to prove to his wife that he could actually fit it in the kitchen. Now, Jessica, her car, his wife was already parked in their garage.
She was parked in the living room.
And to avoid cleaning their garage out, Patrick decided to park it in the house. Jessica said, I said there was no way he could. He said that he could, so he opened the double doors and had it in. I was amazed that it could fit, and he had it in with absolutely no problems. With the car in the kitchen, Jessica had to move around it to cook and serve dinner. She said, I'm hoping that he will put it out pretty soon once the wind dies down. There is room, and it's not in the way, but my dogs are confused by it, she said.
So. What do you think the weight of an average smart car, like the one he has, which is, you know, one of those really tiny ones?
Under 2,000 pounds,
that's
maybe?
What I was thinking, yeah.
Something like that. They're so tiny. Who knows? A man who police say pretended to be unconscious because he was behind on his rent found this was not likely the best way to avoid his landlord. The owner of the apartment called police when he found his tenant, 28-year-old Ted Zarens, unresponsive in the apartment. So he called for assistance, and police officer Curtis Pickard responded to the call along with Maine State Trooper. When police arrived, they found Zarens conscious and responsive and not in need of medical assistance. He was essentially playing dead, so he didn't have to pay his rent.
That's a good method.
The officers discovered there was... It was an outstanding warrant for Zarens, who had allegedly failed to appear in court regard to a threatening charge. A notorious magpie whose habit of swooping on passersby in Sydney, Australia, led to dozens of complaints, was shot dead, prompting an outcry from magpie lovers. The local council defended the shooting, saying the particularly aggressive bird was not taken lightly. The complaints about him was not taken lightly, and the decision wasn't either. The magpie had attacked people, sending some to the hospital.
Well, that's a little more aggressive.
Yeah, the Australian magpie is a different species to the European bird. Which,
of course it is. You can probably pick up cars.
With which it shares its name. During mating season, the Australian magpie can become aggressive and attack humans crossing its territory. But the species is protected by law and can only be dealt with by local authorities. Magpie was shot by the council after more than 40 complaints. One resident suffered a heart attack following an attack. And a council spokesperson said this particular bird was very aggressive and uncharacteristically territorial and tried to attack people's faces, going so far as to deliberately try to swoop underneath cyclists' helmets. It was nicknamed the Windsor Road Monster after carrying out such attacks over several years. And apparently one user wrote, same magpie, swooped three times and hit right side of head and scratched my face. He started by coming in at eyeball level straight on, and I've never known a more aggressive magpie. So they tried to catch it, but they ended up shooting it.
I've never known a more aggressive magpie. I've been riding my bike down the street for 25 years, and I've never seen a more aggressive magpie.
They had it. All right, and then we'll do one last story, and this is funny. I saw the pictures of it. A manatee in St. Lucie County, Florida, took advantage of the rising waters due to Hurricane Dorian to grab a nice meal. Corinne Hogan had posted video to her Facebook page of the gentle giant swimming up into her backyard and eating grass.
Wow.
She said, the tide is so high, we actually have a manatee swimming in our yard right now.
I love those things.
I do too. They're beautiful. Hogan said in the video, that is actually in our yard. Wow, she's a big girl.
I killed it.
Okay. Hogan said,
I beat it to death with a lawn chair.
That the high tide was up about 4 feet in Palm City after the manatee filled up on grass. So the animal swam back in to Hidden River and took off.
My wife took a diving trip one time with a whole express purpose to go down and swim with the manatee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and loved it. They're just amazing.
That's cool. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you now. I'm going to give away, I think this is our last pair of passes for the Burger Brawl.
It is for
it
now.
It is. All right, so let's take call number 18 at 215-263-WMMR, Sunday, September 15th, new location, the Navy Yard. If you want to get tickets, phillyburgerbrawl.com. Information is available, WMMR.com. Call number 18 at 215-263-WMMR. Great food in here today from Vos Village Whiskey and Hip City Veg. Don't forget that Hip City Veg is bringing their wonderful food to the suburbs. They recently opened a location, Nick, you were talking about this, in Ardmore, and are excited. I'm sorry. No, Radnor is the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
They already have one in Ardmore, but now they're headed to Radnor on the 9th. So it's
next
coming
week up.
Yeah. Hip City Veg is excited to compete at next week's Burger Brawl and put up their plant-based burger options against some of the best burgers in the city. So let's give those tickets away, 215-263-WMMR. And I'll try to, if we can, before we get out of here, do more bitch box invites. We've had so much to give away today that I haven't had a chance to really get to that. So I'll do what I can. We still got the tickets for the home opener this week and the Eagles game. We got the lesson question, all that stuff on the way. So we'll see if we can fit it in. We'll be back in a moment.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Back to school A to Z. And we are thick into it, into the ends, obviously, and the nose in particular. Thank you to our sponsor, Exton Nissan. Shop ExtonNissan.com. So I know in total, we were looking at roughly 9 days, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was 11.
Is it that many?
Yeah.
All right, Marissa's doing, she's counting on her fingers, trying to see, Monday is when it might wrap up? Okay, if it goes 11 days, it'll wrap up on Monday.
My bet is Tuesday.
Which is wonderful because we'll get some more of it here on the Show. That's what I want. I want more of this. I love being a listener, but it's a lot of fun to be on this side of it as well, presenting the music and so on. But yeah, I'll be spending most of my weekend listening to MMR.
Last night I had my kids in the car after a soccer scrimmage, and we were listening to the A to Z. And I have to bring this up because Janis Joplin has been
it's been a theme lately.
It's been a theme on our show lately, and this song comes on.
I like to do a song of great social and political import.
Oh.
Okay, it's
like this.
Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. And so we're listening to it, and my...
Oh, Lord!
My son goes,
a Mercedes.
Is this a real song?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. And there's a beat, and he goes, this sucks. I know. I never really cared for this song, and I know it's like obviously a classic, but I didn't tell him to say that, and it was just comedically, it was perfect timing.
Yeah, listen, it's I can see where a kid might go, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
seriously?
Trying to find me.
But I mean,
she's an
amazing vocalist. But yeah, I could hear a kid saying, why?
My cousin called me yesterday and said, she listens on the app in New York on her way into work. And mm-hmm. she said she caught the Janis Joplin stuff. And she goes, you told them the story. I said, yep, sure did.
Kathy's dad had sex with Janis Joplin, for those who may not be aware. Marissa?
Casey, on the complete opposite end of that, last weekend I was listening to the Bees, and I thought about every kid in the car listening to AC/DC Big Balls.
Oh!
And thinking, like, this is a song?
Right.
And then a couple songs later was Big 10-inch by Aerosmith. So there's so many fun songs that they get to hear.
About penises.
Yeah. And balls.
Yeah.
And balls.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
I'm not going to bring it up because there's a lot of stuff I can't say on the radio. I was just thinking about kids okay, whatever. Chuck's
and
son.
And their innocence?
Well, no, they're not. Chuck's son is in a fantasy football league, and every single kid in the league had their team name is like Haywood,
Beamy.
Yeah, Beamy. Yeah. And they're all those names. And I'm like, are the parents involved in their children's lives whatsoever?
It makes you wonder.
How old are these kids?
18.
7th, 8th grade.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
But they're doing this amongst themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, yeah, they're probably doing it on the sly.
Yeah.
Okay, except for Chuck's
son. That's right, they're doing it on the sly.
Just bring us out of this.
All right, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying, Kath. By the way, did your slutty friend ever get back to you?
No, but my slutty friend's friend did. She was like, oh, just tell it.
Because Kathy wanted to tell us about a friend of hers who was an incredibly slutty individual. Oh. And you should have seen. Did you see the text messages?
No.
Oh my God! There's so many people want to meet your friend. It's ridiculous. There's so many guys that were giving me their bios, Kathy, and phone numbers that want to meet your friend.
I'll check in with her. She might be into it.
Is she a swinger?
No.
Okay.
She's just single.
Oh, she's single.
She's just really
she's just loose.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
No, stop.
No, she is. She is exploring her sexual freedom, and she, you know. Yeah. You only here for a certain amount of time. Might as well have fun.
Yeah.
If she were a guy, we'd call her a stud.
But, you know, yeah.
It's and the that's, double, that says a lot about society.
It's the double standard.
Harumph.
Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
If you want to find this particular young lady, just follow the moisture trail.
It's like a slug.
It's the same thing.
Like, different, when she travels to different cities, it's like a whole new ball game.
Wow, yeah. Really?
She's like a traveling NBA team, yeah.
Well, I love it.
Except it's just one.
Good for her.
They both play with balls.
All right.
Can I ask how old her children are?
She said they're older.
Yeah.
Like teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
specific ages and the township?
Stop it.
She could probably start a career in, you know, she doesn't mind having someone film these activities.
No, stop. No, she's not like that. No, but old enough, I'm not sure if they listen and if they're home. And
right. No, well, one day there's going to be a knock on the door and there's a kid show up that you never knew she had.
I don't think so.
I had you.
Steven doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
They usually remember the women.
Wait, you were inside of me?
All right, I'm going to do the lesson question, and we're going to give a prize away. We have a pair of tickets in the suite at the 100th race at Dover International Speedway. That's coming up on October 6th, so we're a month away from that. The question that I love this. There's so many really good questions, but this one is from early this morning. I'll go through a few of the questions once we get the answer to this because they're too fun to not remind you of, but... Who did Jeff Foxworthy shoot in Vietnam?
It's true.
Is it true?
Maybe.
215-263-WMMR. Who did Jeff Foxworthy shoot in Vietnam? 215-263-WMMR. If you were listening, you know, and that was in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning is brought to you by Godshall's. Check out the new Godshall's packaging where you buy bacon. Easier to read nutrition, like 80% less fat than pork and 6 grams of protein. Real wood-smoked taste. Godshall's. What's up this morning, Steve?
Well, Scott Disick reportedly proposed to his girlfriend, Sophia Richie, on her 21st birthday. The much older Disick is said to have taken a knee and then pulled an engagement ring out of one of the tennis balls on his walker. an online tabloid claiming that Julia Roberts and her husband, Danny Motor, recently took a trip to Hawaii to salvage their marriage. Amazingly, the problems they were dealing with immediately returned when they left Hawaii.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino showing support by calling fellow Jersey Shore castmate Ronnie Magro from prison to congratulate him on his stint in rehab. Sorrentino says he almost forgot to make the call, but tied a reminding string around one of his cellmate's penises.
Alrighty, let's see if we can get the answer to this question. Who did Jeff Foxworthy shoot in Vietnam? And we're going to go to Jason. Hi, Jason.
Yadzooks.
Yadzooks, buddy. What is your answer? Who did Jeff Foxworthy shoot in Vietnam?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Yeah. Rogers, yep. Hang on, Jason. We are going to give you a pair of sweet tickets for the 100th race at Dover International Speedway, October 6th. And you can help celebrate 50 years of Dover International Speedway. Tickets information at doverspeedway.com. By the way, a couple of the other questions that we would have had for lesson question. Apparently, Wendy Williams is a plotter. What is she going to do on your face?
What?
Plot Carl. what might be a new name for my band, Saint? Flaccid A-hole.
Flaccid A-hole.
what Tom Petty song did I write?
God, I can't believe I forgot.
Stop Dragging
Oh,
My Heart
yes,
around.
There yeah. you go.
And who is the god of protecting smart cars? Protect us. So I loved them this morning.
That's some pretty dumb stuff.
All right, we're going to do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! What the f***? So it's brought to you by Dietz and Watson, the official deli meat, cheese, Franks, and sausages.
Sausages?
Of the Eagles. And
where are the sausages?
You can start your pregame with their fan favorite, 100% all beef Franks. So, Tool frontman, Maynard James Keenan, has commented on the controversy involving him and singer Justin Bieber this past summer. Bieber had revealed a few months back on Instagram that he was a Tool fan, with Keenan responding by tweeting, hashtag bummer.
Wow. That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Bieber's wife, Haley Baldwin, called Keenan's remark childish and hurtful. Asked about his comment on Apple Music, Keenan said he's probably a good kid. It's the crap that surrounds him. He was never armed with the tools to handle it, and the people surrounding him are monsters. God bless him. He's a product of those things that we've spoken about numerous times on every project I've ever done.
Kind of a backhanded compliment.
No, it's sort of an a-hole thing to say. I'm not backing on Maynard at all. The bottom line is Bieber was a multi-millionaire 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, and I can't say that I would have acted any differently if I were in those same circumstances.
Okay.
There you go.
So he goes on to say, so when I make a statement like hashtag bummer, it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with I know that the ocean of S that's going to follow, because he couldn't just be a quiet Tool fan. He had to say it out loud. And now I know the flood's coming from the people that don't get it and the people that think they do.
If he that's...
And he says, and they're going to argue with each other, and that's going to be stupid.
Hmm.
I don't really understand what that statement means.
I think it's disingenuous. He said bummer because he wanted to make it seem like he was not too happy to hear that Justin Bieber was a fan of their music. And that was that.
Biebs recently posted a big, long thing about a struggle he had gone through and... With
depression,
alcohol and booze.
Yeah.
And he said
heavy drugs.
Heavy drugs, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a direct quote from his post.
And he likens it, or he doesn't liken it, but he, I guess, makes an excuse, but that's, excuse can be a bad word sometimes. I mean, it's legitimate, but his...
Explains
his
it?
Meteoric rise to fame at that young age messed with him.
Yeah.
And it sure does. It does to a lot of people. And it takes a really strong person who can't let it get to them. Not saying that he's weak, but, I mean, an exceptionally strong person to be able to try to get through that when everybody's giving you everything you ever want and you're 13 years old.
Can't process it. He needs to come in and talk to the therapist.
He does.
Yeah.
It's 300 an hour.
$300 an hour.
He can afford it.
It does seem like he's leveling out a little bit. And I think the same can be said, like, you know, we looked at,
In Vogue.
I did like it.
New
Vogue,
Kids though. On the Block, though.
Yeah.
All of those guys, like Mark Wahlberg, you know, like all of those guys, they were young.
That was Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, you mean as well.
Yeah. Okay. But,
all the Bergs.
All the Bergs.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. was an addict and loved hookers and all sorts of nasty stuff in the 90s and 80s.
And then he ended up in that cave.
And now he's an Iron Man.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so we all learned something here?
I think we did. Okay. I think so, or we probably confused the situation.
Metallica plays the first of two shows tonight with the San Francisco Symphony as the band and orchestra recreate their famous S&M concerts from 20 years ago. The shows, the second of which takes place on Sunday, will celebrate the 20th anniversary of the S&M album that came out of the first gigs. Lars says that the band is excited to play with the orchestra again, saying that it's a new group of people, it's a new building. Robert wasn't involved 20 years ago, and I like that this production extends a respectful nod to what it's been in the past. But at the same time, it's an opportunity for new discoveries. For the new concerts, the band will perform several tracks from the original 1999 S&M release, as well as symphonic versions of new songs released since then.
Have you ever heard? Are you familiar with that album?
No. I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't listened to it. No.
Yeah. Was there ever a... I know Space People was the hit off of it.
I don't know if anything made it to air. We played a song earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah.
From Metallica that had...
symphonic elements.
Orchestral,
No Leaf Clover we played earlier.
Backgrounds. I don't know if it came from this concert or not. The shows will also mark the grand opening of the San Francisco brand new Chase Center venue. The classical musicians and classic rockers. Classic rockers? Will be
the first
acts to perform at the new, 18,064 seat arena that will serve as home to the NBA Golden State Warriors in the fall. The Offspring has responded to now former bassist Greg K. Crissel, who sued the remaining band members for allegedly pushing him out of the group without fair compensation. Crissel, who hasn't performed with the group since last year, filed a federal lawsuit in June against Dexter Holland and Noodles Wasserman, alleging that they, fired him last November and tried to strip Kressel of his partnership interests and rights without fair compensation. Thank you. Holland and Wasserman now have filed a cross-complaint denying basically everything that Kressel has alleged and asking the court to appoint three disinterested appraisers to appraise the fair value of the shares of the Offspring, Crystal shares.
Okay,
I'm done. I'm already done talking. There's a lawsuit.
I heard Crystal.
Yeah.
And I know that this has been going on for a while.
And No Leaf Clover did come from S&M.
It did. Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Crystal the philosopher of evil?
Yes. Chrysagon. Okay.
There's Chrysagon.
Oh.
Close.
Philosopher of evil.
What is this doing in here?
I don't know.
That's not music news.
Oh, yes, those are the boys I like in school.
Okay. The Black Keys, Rival Sons, Judah and the Lion, and others are among the all-star lineup of 21 artists featured on the soundtrack of EA Sports NHL 20 video game.
Huh.
Also included are tracks from Silver Sun Pickups, Catfish and the Bottlemen, Fits and the Tantrums of Monsters and Men, and Ex-Ambassadors and more. NHL 20 arrives for both Xbox One and PlayStation 4 consoles on September 13th.
There was in video games, the a series called Burnout, Midnight Club, what was the other one? Need for Speed. They had, the cars all had radios that you could listen to, and they'd have some good selections of...
Grand Theft Auto as well,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool.
Yeah.
And they'd have, a lot of times they'd have music that you'd not heard before that was released specifically for the game.
You should be able, in those ones specifically, you should be able to download whatever sort of content you want to, play you in that stereo. Yeah.
You pick the songs?
Or your podcast or whatever. You listen to Preston Steve's show.
And there should be
a good option.
I wouldn't doubt if one of the newer options will be in the new... games that you're going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you already can.
Mm. So here's the thing that I wasn't sure if it was music news or not, because I originally had it just in the entertainment news break, but Stardust, a film based on David Bowie's early days, has snagged multiple pre-sale deals for film Constellation. The film, written by Christopher Bell, will follow Bowie from the moment that he created his alter ego, Ziggy Stardust, as he hits the road in America for the first time in 1971. Johnny Flynn stars as Bowie, with Marc Maron co-starring as his publicist Ron Oberman.
Marc Maron's in the Joker film.
Yeah, he's been snagging some pretty cool acting roles. And there's a whole lot of studios that are on board to bidding to pick this up.
Did you see Rocketman yet?
No.
I want to. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
I gotta say it. Is it coming out on?
It's on. It's on home video. You can buy it like on Apple on Apple TV or okay. You know.
All right. A promo screening was held for buyers in Toronto on Thursday, so that'll be coming up. There you go. That's what I have in music news for you. All right, I promise you this. Oh, do I have to do that?
No.
What do you want? What would you rather me do?
I would rather you do this because this is the.
All
last.
Right, let me do this. I talked about Bitchbox, but maybe we'll try and do that on the way out. I don't know. So I have an entry. It's $150 valued into the Sugar House $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge with a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. If you're at least 21 years of age and you want to be on in this, let's get you for the whole season. It's like I said, it's $150 value. We'll take caller 15. At 215-263-WMMR, we can set you up. By the way, you can sign up now for $150 and make your week one picks before September 8th. So you want to visit PlaySugarHouse.com to get on board for that. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So call number 15, 215-263-WMMR. We'll take care of you with that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We got our Word of the Week prize to give away. And I'll try to do some of the bitch box invites before we wrap up the program all together. Returning shortly.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dirty Honey. You know the time has come, so don't miss me when I'm gone. Shine Down. My monsters are real, and they're trained Halloween. Ghost. Because it's
mine. New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
I just took the WMMR Back to School A to Z quiz.
You did? How'd you do?
I got 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Wow. Pretty solid. So it's good, solid B+, right, Bill? it's fun. It's only 10 questions, but...
I'll take any of these. It's like, fun. MeTV always puts up quizzes, and I take them all the time.
Yeah, I do that from time to time. I'll get into the zone where I'll do those things. But there's some interesting questions about the A to Z. If you think you know your stuff, go check it out. Is that on WMMR.com, Marissa? Okay, cool. That is available now. Thank you to the following people. Thank you to comedian Nico Santos.
Yay!
Very nice guy. Played Oliver in the movie Crazy Rich Asians, the gay cousin. He was hilarious. A standout role in the movie. And he's at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30, 9:45, punchlinephilly.com to get the tickets. Thank you to Robert Irvine for being here. Robert has an event, Bite for the Fight. It's a food festival at the Kimmerton Fairgrounds in Phoenixville tomorrow from noon to 4 and benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation, pediatric cancer. Fightonmckenna.org for the information. And he was great. And along with him, sitting side by side, another celebrity chef friend of ours, Jose Garces, was here. And Jose was along to represent Village Whiskey, one of his restaurants, who is in the Burger Brawl, as well as our friends from Hip City Veg, who were here serving up food on top of that, too.
Yeah, we left you a burger.
Oh, I love Hip City Veg.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
And the event is Sunday, September 15th, so it's a week from Sunday at the Navy Yard. And PhillyBurgerBrawl.com for information.
I bought my tickets today.
Thank you guys for being here today and serving up the food. It was wonderful. We had a really good time with those guys. How you doing today, Pierre?
Fine, thank you.
Cool, man. You need to take the A to Z quiz, too. You should see how you're doing.
I didn't even know there was one.
I didn't until this morning. It's a fun little...
Well, there are a lot of little, sub-games you can play. As you know, you guys referenced, I think, yesterday. I heard you talking about that. Part of it's like guessing, what could this be? What could that be? Will this be included? And then little sub, portions where you can and have those little contests. So that makes sense that someone would have assembled that.
Yeah.
So I will take the test.
You'll take the test. It's interesting to, obviously it's a huge undertaking and there's a whole hundreds of new songs that have been added.
Right.
And then sometimes you say, well, why didn't they include this cover? And the cover maybe have been overly poppy or something, but this is an incredibly comprehensive list of music.
It is, and it's human beings that are putting the list together. So, like I often say, it's not the Library of Congress. It's just us. Yeah. Like, for example, name me a song with the in the title.
wow, off the top of my head.
The Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, well, no, all right, so say it was The Stairway to Heaven.
if it was a real...
Here we go. One we mentioned referenced yesterday, the long run from the Eagles.
Yes, long run. So that would be under, normally that would be under L, long run, comma, the, were we a normal library. But we're having it under the long run,
right.
That kind of thing. But things get missed, and then, you know, and then, but don't panic over those. Just, you know, let us know. We have a big list, so we revise it every year. I remember the very first one, Joe Bonadonna, our program director and one of our great announcers in the history of MMR, came to me, and we were on 5th and Market. He goes, so what do you think of an A to Z? And I thought he was referring to a band A to Z, because you'd hear like Beatles A to Z's, Rolling Stones A to Z's, Led Zeppelin A to Z's, song titles of every title in that band's catalog. And I go, is that what you mean? He goes, no, every title. I go, so it would be like starting with, you know, every band A to Z? And he goes, no, song title of the MMR library A to Z. And the first one lasted like 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And then they've you know, but then we stopped playing a whole side of Beethoven,
right.
And, you know, that kind of thing. And so it has gotten a little smaller, but then it has also grown. So in other words, it's a very fluid thing. It's not every song MMR ever played,
right.
Or there really would be sides of Beethoven. Dude, I got to go get some pot.
Yeah.
I'll put on a side of Beethoven and, you know, and,
but you know what, I don't care. Listen for a while, you're guaranteed to get an oh my God moment.
You will. You will. I mean, it's so much fun. And, you know, so have fun with it, you know, and don't get upset if there's not something, because we miss things all the time.
Maybe next year, Ozzy with Post Malone and Travis Scott will be on there. We have the song. You want to hear it? Yeah.
I do.
All right, here we go.
I feel you crumble in my arms down to your heart of stone.
Okay.
Was that planned, or did somebody just put that together?
I think it was a collaboration. Yeah, it was planned.
I like it. I'm surprised how much of the Post Malone stuff. He's a lot more versatile than I originally thought, and the guy's actually he has a lot of rock.
Yeah,
it's cool to start with Ozzy too. I mean, he didn't start with Post Malone singing; it started with Ozzy singing.
Right. Sounds like they both had auto-tune in there, though, just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. There's a spoken word part at the Ozzy. End. Preston,
watch your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
Yeah,
it sounds just like Ozzy.
You know what they always say: don't judge a book by their face tattoos.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, you know what Pierre has not heard?
What?
Casey's song.
Oh,
let's play some of it for you.
I heard you speaking of it the other day.
We played it twice.
It's with Jealousy Curve, right?
Yes, correct. I want to play this for you, and we'll get to the, you know, like the chorus, so you really get a feel for it. But I think you'd be surprised at his abilities.
Cool.
So, Case, let me know when you got that
it's
up.
It's ready to go in the stack here.
Okay. Yeah. So check this out. If you missed it earlier this morning, Casey wrote essentially an Eagles hype song, something to get you fired up for the games.
What's it called?
It's called Ready to Go.
Okay.
And I'll let you, let's check this out. Here we go.
Bad, huh?
That's great.
Yeah.
For you, Kate.
Let's get one more chorus out of this, okay? Because I love it. It's really driving.
Very cool.
Yeah,
good job,
yeah.
Lad.
Really
good job.
Yeah.
I mean, they wrote it. You know.
You lyrically.
I threw some lyrics in there.
But did they give you the melody top of the music? Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So yeah. Mike Levy was the original guy who sang it, and I just basically sang his melody.
You collabed.
We collabed.
As you said.
I collabed.
It's like Post Malone and Ozzy.
Yeah.
Very much so. And those guys are great. Thank you again to Forge Recording for allowing us to use your studios. And then Preston, Mike O'Brien teaches at what school of rock?
Rock and Roll After School.
It's amazing, right?
Is he still teaching there? Because my kids don't go there any longer, but we used to love going to that place.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll After School. Yeah, he's a great guy. Mike is a really, really good teacher. So.
Cool. And the song again is called?
Ready to Go.
Okay, that'll be in the R category.
Yeah. we got time.
We're still in the end, so we're all right.
All right, speaking of that, we do have tickets to give away to the home opener this weekend. We need that last letter. You ready to go?
So go.
Ready to go?
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
O as in opportunity.
All right, and let's take caller number 8, 215-263-WMMR. See if you know the word and see if you can give it to us and win those tickets. It'd be pretty awesome. So we're in the ends now, Pierre. We're in the no zone.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in the no, and I'm all yes about no.
All right.
So it's going to be a very exciting no time for me. We'll have also on the program SDP tickets and Rival Sons on September 19th, and everybody who wins tickets is in the running to meet the band. That's cool. They're playing at the Met. Going to be very fun. A lot of STP activities over the next year to tell you about. And we'll have our little sweat set. And I will take one little variation from the A to Z in the sweat set for the weekend song.
Yes.
Here comes a weekend. But there's also two songs I need to throw in that deal with radio, because a great radio station in San Francisco fell yesterday. Mm. It was called KFOG. And had been on the scene for 30 years or more, and just a great rock and roll radio station, and it went to sports.
Now, you were on KSAN.
KSAN, yeah.
In San Francisco. Was KFOG around when you were?
It was not.
Okay.
You were doing sports on KSAN?
I was doing sports on KSAN. Covered the 49ers.
That was accurate.
Niners,
yeah.
Good for you.
Joe Namath and the 49ers.
Namath and the Niners.
And I took a nosedive.
Well, I tried.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. We hit it out of the park.
Now, that's sad to hear.
Yeah, well, it was sad, you know, and which brings us back to what we're doing with this thing, because MMR, thanks to you who listen, whatever amount of time you've listened, we owe you everything. So, you know, we're 51 years and counting. There are very few, if any, stations left. There's a handful, I would say under 5, that have been around that long that are alive and well, not just scrimping by.
I'm glad you said that.
But alive and thriving.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, our listeners, you know, we all work really hard to try to bring you the best we can of each of what we do. But it's your kindness and dedication to listen that allows us to continue.
I thought about that because we see a station like that go under, and they had a lot of heritage and all of that, and we are not only still surviving, we're thriving, we're doing great, we're doing wonderful, actually, thanks to you. And does that speak to this city that we've got, you know, that rock is at the heart of this city, you know, or this radio station, or
I think it does. I think it speaks. Well, this city loves a brand.
Yeah.
You know, the city loves the sports teams, the Phillies, the Eagles, the Sixers, and the 49ers. They love them all. And they get behind them. And, you know, if you have established a bond, and I would argue that the station has, and if you have great listeners who through generations, not just, you know, people who were listening in 68, but people who have joined all along the way, have made a connection. You have so many other options to get music and you know, from all these different things. And the fact that you still come to this live and local source, we can't thank you enough for it. And mm-hmm. I think it is part of the city. And one other thing, I was at KSAN when they switched from rock and roll to country and western. And it was one of the most grim days of my life because they ended by playing the first song the station had ever played, which was Summertime Blues by Blue Cheer. And then they went and they did this announcement. The newsman did an announcement, and then they started into the earning, earning, earning me.
What was your name? You're on air.
Will Robertson. I, you know, I was only part time. I needed to gig.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't have one of the DJs quit in protest. Some of them stayed. Some of them were fired. But, you know, and there's great country music. But the newsman who made the announcement came into my workroom and broke down in tears after it. I mean, the whole station was sobbing. So I can only imagine what these folks have gone through.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know why their company changed it, but here's to the companies that have owned us through the years that have always had the good sense, no matter which company has owned us, and certainly the Beasleys have continued that process.
They've been great.
They have been great.
Yeah.
You know, and they get it. They get what they've got with this entity. It's a very special entity, and they're, you know, I say it with as much passion and truth as I can muster. There is very, very, there are very few things that are like this, that are this special, that are left. So
we're collectively blessed.
We are so blessed.
How does country music go again?
I got to go to prison. I've been cheating. I've been drinking. But I got to go to the railroad tracks.
Got to go to the railroad
tracks. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Bear.
I've been going to prison, wow. I've been eating, and I got to go to the railroad tracks.
Yep.
Cheating and eating.
Cheating and eating.
I'm going to go. That's a good name for a song right there. Cheating and eating. I'm going to go to Joel, who was caller number 8. Hey, Joel, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing, Preston?
Wonderful. Joel, what is our word of the week?
The word of the week is hero.
Great.
H-E-R-O.
Hero. Joel, you got it right. I'm going to ask you to hold on because we are going to set you up with some tickets.
They go to the Eagles home opener this weekend,
Sunday against Washington at Lincoln Financial Field. And it's courtesy of our friends at Dunkin'. It is return of the Eagles game day offer. All Dunkin' Perks members can score $1 medium hot or iced coffee when they pay with a Dunkin' Perks enrolled card. So congratulations. Hang on and we'll get all the info that we need to take care of you. Anything you want to mention about today's program? Or are you going to go?
It's going
to
be fun.
All right, cool. I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors. Dunkin', we'll start with them, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you today by Course Photography, the official photographers of the Preston and Steve Show. And also the new Go Birds tailgate pack at Rita's, and it's available at participating locations while supplies last. Plus, LaSalle University, their next open house is going to be on Saturday, September 21st. Register at lasalle.edu, open house. Next week on our program, back to a full week of working. We will have Kim Wayans in the studio. Comedian Matt Brauner will be in the studio. And there's a possibility we might have Chevy Chase on our program next week. Yeah.
In studio?
No.
Nope. But we might have Still Chevy that's Chase cool. on our program cool. next week.
The phone that we'll be talking to him on will be in studio.
Yeah, it will be. As we take a break, I would like to give away 4 passes to 4 lucky ladies to join us at the Preston and Steve sorority party, Kathy's Bitch Box Part 3. And that...
Was that Pierre?
Yeah, it was.
Listen, we get excited for each other. It is.
It's on the 19th, and it will be at Harrah's of Philadelphia. Total gaming and entertainment experience all in one place. You have to be at least 21. You can bring a guest with you, a female guest. Harrah's, Philadelphia, where Philly comes out to play. 215-263-WMMR. Lots of great things happening at that event. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Enjoy the A to Z, gang, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
My kid is adorable, and I spent hours making that sign. So if you don't want to see my cute kid pictures on Facebook, keep scrolling, people.
Next message.
I wake up this morning, and the first words that come to my head are, "Poopy Purple Kitten." Thank you, Nick.
Next message.
This goes out to the idiot in Trenton who reported my car as abandoned after 24 hours. And the police didn't even try to call me. Really happy to have shelled out that $189 to get my non-abandoned car back.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.